This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, time for us to, here on the DJB program, bring together the collective resources that Jennifer Horn brings to the DJB program and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, in the form of a discussion about the charts for this past week from Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So each week, do I over-explain this, ladies, every week? Or do I need to explain it?
Just so we all come together for the hottest topics in talk radio.
Well, the top 10 stories, yeah, that's really what it is. We try to get some comments on most of them. I'll enumerate the stories and the people on the list, the research done by Talkers, available online at djvshow.com and talkers.com. So if you hadn't seen the list, what would you say, Victoria, would be the number one story of the week from the talk radio perspective? Thinking.
I mean, the virus is everywhere, right? Omicron, I'd have to say, is probably the in terms of headlines throughout the week. Yeah, I would say Omicron definitely dominated that. That or the school shooting. Those two, I think, were the biggest.
Well, the school shooting comes in at number 4, and the COVID and Omicron come in at number 1. So you're correct there.
I would add, I'd add the argument about Roe versus Wade at the Supreme Court. I think that was a huge topic.
It's number 5 on the countdown this week. Inflation's number 2. The January 6th investigation is 3. The shooting
that's still
in Michigan
happening.
Is 4.
I know.
I feel actually this week.
I mean, the reason I say that is
because
I can't believe that's number 3 on the list. But okay.
Political talk radio. This is about political. You know, most of the talk radio stations today are still mostly political, and they're not like the DJV program in that we attack or tackle or discuss pretty much everything that's going on in the world. This is something that's very specific to, and it's usually reflected in the story list from most of the stations that we're talking with, or the folks at Talkers are talking with, and many of the stations that carry the DJV program at a time when people don't want politics earlier in the day, and then it goes off into a political vein. As we know, most of the local and syndicated programming follows that form. So to address number 3, as we were talking about it, Liz Cheney says there's going to be a big hearing on January 6th of next year about January 6th of this year. They're going to start what they think will be weeks of public hearings
now,
examining the events.
Now, why would they do that? Let's think through what we know. Okay, we've got the year anniversary.
Well,
we also, wait a second. We're going to be starting an election cycle, and they want to call people who might vote for Republican candidates insurrectionists. Oh, okay.
But
maybe
that
Liz
Cheney obviously isn't, I mean, There are Republicans who are also pretty outraged by what happened, though.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're outraged or not. The truth is that there are already real investigations going on from the FBI. You've got people who've been sitting in jail for almost 12 months now who haven't even gotten a trial yet on a trespassing charge. I mean, it's insane what's already happening. Everything that the Congress is doing right now is strictly for politics, and it's strictly for the fact that they know they can try to use it in the election, because I believe Liz Cheney and the Democrats are all together in this. They're all in trouble when it comes to historically the shift of power in midterm years when one party holds the Senate and the House and the presidency, right? The party who's not in power typically picks up seats. Redistricting will probably net Republicans about 3 seats in total. And you've got a really unpopular agenda right now, a president and a Congress with really bad approval ratings at the moment. So it's expected that Republicans will probably win the House. So what do you do? Well, then the House of Representatives comes up and they try to find something political that they can throw at Republicans. And I don't know. And just what you said, Victoria,
round and
true.
Round it goes.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are outraged about it. So to put everybody in one basket is really kind of silly. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work.
All right. So anyway, that's number 3. On the list, I'm going to go looking at several different things. Number 10, actually, is very interesting because of the – I'll focus on this in the countdown with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the lawyer that's on the countdown every week. He also has written a book, or he's written a number of books about scams and that sort of thing, and they're huge this holiday season, more than ever before. Look out for the scams, the online things that are for sale that aren't for sale. There are just tons of things that are going on that are grabbing people. Also, though, the holidays, and as we get into Christmas time, I think because Hanukkah's come early this year, it's much earlier than it usually is, isn't it?
It's here.
It's here now. Right, exactly. And so there are a lot of people, I remember growing up with some Jewish kids who I never paid much attention to other people's religions. I knew somebody was Catholic, somebody was Jewish. You know, that's because there's a lot of variety in all sorts of ways in our lives. So as I became more focused, if you will, as I got older, a lot of the women actually that I ended up dating or being around were Jewish. So I learned a lot about Jewish traditions and holidays and stuff. And I think what takes Jewish people back more than anything else is that it's usually referred to by non-Jews as the Jewish Christmas, but it isn't. Do we understand? You know, I think a lot of people just don't pay any attention to it. And is it important to? Well, to Jews, I think it is. It looks like Hanukkah sometimes is the Jewish Christmas, but, you know, it's you don't really, there's a whole lot of difference in this holiday and Santa Claus, shall we say. So I bring it out because there's a lot of talk about it. Happy Hanukkah, the cards. I saw a card, Happy Hanukkah, expressing Hanukkah wishes to a cat. Anyway, the New York Times traced the rise of Hanukkah-themed commercialism and sees that there is a lot of comparisons to Hanukkah and Christian families and decorations and it's better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's 8 days. It is happening now. Falls on a different day every year, marked on the Jewish calendar, not the Gregorian calendar that we live by. I think what the point here is that a lot of Jewish kids, because they're around a lot of Christian kids, expect they're going to get presents and expect to have this whole thing, commercialized. And that's really what Christmas has become, isn't it? I mean, think about all the conversation, Victoria, that we have about what's selling online and Black Friday and Green Thursday and, you know, Red. It isn't about what Well, and maybe it speaks to the nonsense of the whole thing about celebrating Christ's birth, because he wasn't born on December 25th at all. He was born in March. So it all becomes kind of a big blur. Now, the other side of it is it a good thing that we get together and just celebrate our lives and our families and friendship and kinship and things to kind of take, you know, if you, depending on how you look at it. I look at this time of year, I used to be very depressed. I didn't like it. My birthday, I was getting older. It'd go into the dark cycle. The days are shorter, all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, January 1st comes around. It's like opening up a whole new opportunity because it's new, it's fresh. And Christmas heralds that. So, you know, feeling good about the end of the year, celebrating perhaps the good things, isn't that maybe what we should be doing instead of the other things that tend to get a hold of us, certainly since World War II, the commercial aspect of Christmas has become ridiculous. I saw on the plane the other day the story of the beginning of Coca-Cola. And one of the things that was most interesting about it is the modern-day version of what Santa Claus looks like came from Coca-Cola advertising in the 30s. That's where, I mean, the old St. Nick pictures showed a skinny, old, tired-looking guy in a green cap.
Well, that doesn't sell.
No, but, you know, but we think about Santa Claus as this jolly, fat old guy, and that image was created
wearing
around
Coca-Cola
selling
red.
Coca-Cola. Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so that's our holiday discussion, number 10. Immigration reform is number 9. I don't know, in terms of what's going on, I think that the resuming of asylum, we seem to be letting more asylum seekers into the country, but apparently the mitigation this week is to make them wait in Mexico, right? Migrants coming into our country.
Yeah, court rules that the administration can't throw out remain in Mexico, which is what, that was a Trump-era policy.
Say that again.
I said a court ruled against the Biden administration who threw out the remain in Mexico policy.
Right, okay.
And so now that's going back into Tagir and probably already is by the time people are hearing this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Well,
they're challenging it. They're coming up with another way. I mean, it's by far not a perfect policy at all. And the horrors that went on the last time this happened. I mean, 68,000 people missed their court dates because they were being held for ransom on the Mexican side. Women and children were raped and murdered. It's awful. It's horrible.
But what it did do also was, and yes, believe me, that is happening whether you're in Mexico or whether you're making the trip here. I mean, we've been hearing awful stories about people who are being brutalized, especially women and girls, just on their trek to the country. But what this does is it actually it makes people think twice before they just come here because they know they're not going to be able to just walk in. So it does tamp down on the amount of people coming in caravans. It does tamp down on those just raw numbers. And that is why it has become more effective, because we can't sustain. I mean, 2 million people already in the country this year that we know of. That doesn't count the other people that have come through. That is something that we can't do another year
with
of
nothing.
Or 2 years of.
They
right?
come with nothing. So
everything
the expectation
they've worked
is,
for has been given to the coyotes that bring them across the border.
Mm-hmm.
You work
in some
your whole
cases,
life and you give all your money over to these people who are
$3,000, $4,000, $5,000. I've heard stories of $10,000, $30,000 given to the coyotes to get people across the border. And what are we doing to stop them? We must know where they're bringing them through, where the weak links are in the ability to traverse across from one side of the border to the other.
Frustrating is under the current system, there isn't a whole lot to do.
No. 18 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with the DJV hosts. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Fabulous fall special going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma, call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts are from the week of November 29th to December the 3rd. Here with me is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner follows our social media. So we have some comments from listeners on the various issues of the week. You want to start with number one, which is COVID. Jay?
Yes, the topic that everyone is apparently super tired of hearing about, and they're already over the word Omicron. Melanie M. says no one should be surprised the Omicron variant is in the States. Carrie Peters questions how restricting travel for people with specific medical decisions warrants restrictions when both vaccinated and unvaccinated can carry and transmit the virus. That's in regards to the White House stating domestic travel vaccine requirements are on the table.
All right. So, Jennifer, the only report I've seen this week is of a case of Omicron in California. Is that still the only?
There are a couple of
three
cases.
States, four states?
Yeah.
There's one in Hawaii, too,
Doug.
Yeah, Hawaii. There are five in New York. There's one, I think, a couple
Colorado,
in San Francisco. One in L.A. Yeah, there. It's spreading. It's going to be, and it's you know, that's the one thing that we've heard so far is that it's very contagious, which COVID is. COVID SARS just is, but this one's particularly contagious. But the good news is that people are just having lighter symptoms,
like
at least
cold.
If you believe the South African doctors.
Yeah, right, and you should, because they're really very good, actually. All right, our relationships with Russia. Well, China and Russia relations number 8 this week. What are people saying about our relations here on our social media?
There was a question why there's not more news in the media around Russia expelling some U.S. embassy staff in kind of a quote-unquote retaliationary move.
That's a good question. What do we know about that?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like enough people are talking about that.
Well, a lot of I'm very surprised that more people aren't picking up on the fact that there are 100,000 Russian troops getting ready to go back into Ukraine again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like we pick and choose what's convenient for us to talk about, and it's really sad.
Well,
you know,
who does that? Who picks and chooses?
I think editorial decisions are made by the news media. I mean, I was appalled this week, and not to go off on a little toot here, but you had high school students laying dead in Michigan at Oxford High School, and you had most of the news media talking about two dingbats, Ilhan Omar and Lauren Boebert, going back and forth at each other. I don't care. I don't care what they have to say. We should be caring about the fact that there are real things happening, not some stupid Twitter war. It's just, I don't know.
But
I agree.
We're not paying attention. The eye is not on the ball. We've let the news media control the agenda.
But we're also desensitized to school shootings. It happens so often, and mass shootings. That's another part of it, which is just horrible.
It wasn't even a top story.
I know.
It wasn't even a
disgusting.
Top story on any newscast. Mm. And, you know, it's just, where is the empathy? If you're in that area, if you're, God forbid, a parent, and you've got people more concerned about what someone is saying in Grand Junction, Colorado, about Ilhan Omar.
What it is the insensitivity toward shooting and killing people because of the popular media, that is, television shows, movies, that sort of thing. All right, so Ghislaine,
Ghislaine Maxwell. No, I was just going to say, regarding the high school shooting, there's videos from students who were there who were cowering and for safety, who are sharing the videos that they took during that time on social media, and it is just gut-wrenching.
Yeah, it is. I can't
absolutely
watch it.
Those are some smart kids in that school, though. People talk about the active shooter drills. They worked in this case. Those kids, a lot of them were heroes. They acted in the right way. They acted
but
swiftly.
What, think
they,
about
they
growing up that way in that constant state of fear. That's what really is the – that's – all right. There's a quick comment on Ghislaine. Yeah. What's
Ghislaine
the comment?
Maxwell. This user says that anything in the news that is not about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is a distraction and adds, quote-unquote, human smuggling and sex trafficking of children should be our top priority.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. That's a worthwhile comment. 28 past the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues right now. MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
With Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour, the DJB overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. All right, so ladies, number four, the shooting. You wanted to talk more about that. Go ahead, Victoria.
This is such a horrific story. Some of the new details, or newer details that have come out, are even more upsetting. Charges are definitely, probably, listen to me. The charges are most... I would say there's a very good chance that the parents will be charged here as criminally negligent.
Be.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
So some of the other details that are emerging and more is they're still investigating and I think more details will be coming out in the coming days according to the sheriff. So here's what's extra disturbing. The whole thing is awful, right? Four kids are dead. They're traumatized. And yet this kid, Ethan Crumbly, who's the 15-year-old who was the
shooter.
Look
at his face. Look at the pictures of him.
It really is one of those things. You take a look at him and you know there's something off.
Looks like Chucky.
I mean, so the thing that's extra disturbing is that this kid had already had established behavioral issues, so much so that other students reported him. The school had a conference with his parents only a few hours before he shot the school up. So his parents knew that this kid was an issue. They were in the school meeting, and a few hours later, instead of taking him home, which I don't really know, and we're going to find out more details as they come out, but instead of taking the kid home from school that day after meeting with the parents or with the school, you know, after the parents met with the school principal and the other teachers and things like that, they said his classroom behavior was very problematic. Instead of taking him home that day, for whatever reason, he stayed in school and just a few hours later emerged from the bathroom with the gun. And the parents now, a lot of people are saying, well, the parents should be charged because we don't know there is a rumor, and I say rumor now because it's still being investigated, that the gun was a gift from the father to the son.
Yeah.
That's still being investigated, but what we do know, according to the sheriff, is that the gun was very readily accessible to this kid. And in Michigan,
there's no law in Michigan. You don't
have
to.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's ridiculous. And I think, if anything, when people talk about meaningful gun control, here's an example of what Michigan can do. There is no law in Michigan that requires gun owners keep their weapons locked away from minors. That, to me, seems like a bipartisan. Everyone should be behind that. That law needs to change. That's number one. The other part of this is, as we've said with all of these school shootings, when kids have these types of behavioral issues, they need to be taken seriously. You can't just say, oh, well, you know, it's not a big it's not a big deal. He was bullied. Being bullied is not an excuse to shoot up your school. It doesn't matter what color skin you have. Doesn't matter, you know, what your financial situation is. Being bullied is awful. And that needs to be addressed, but this is not the answer. And so apparently the parents are still refusing to cooperate. They're not talking at all. The kid is still in custody. He's not talking. There's no motive. They don't know what the motive is, other than he just wanted to shoot up the school.
Pretty chilling videos. The parents are being scrutinized. They should be charged. All three of them should be in jail for the rest of their lives. All of them. And the parents that need to be made an example of, frankly, this isn't parenting, this is coddling, this is turning your head away from the problems that exist that you create, because the child is going to be exactly what the environment is that you create for him. That's how children grow up, the same as dogs or any animal. They're going to be exactly the way you treat them. So if you gave this kid a gun at 15 and he was a nutbird to begin with,
and you knew that because you've already been notified by the school that he has behavioral issues,
and
you already know that.
Exactly, and there were videos found of him threatening killing his fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
So what is social media? What's the sort of thing that we have? DJV show, the Twitter account, Instagram at DJV show, Facebook.com/DJV show. What are some of our listeners saying about this?
Definitely still looking for more information. That it's sad, nonetheless. Parents should not send their kids to school not knowing if they're going to be able to pick them up at the end of the day.
Yeah. If I were a parent at any one of these schools where this happens, and, you know, God forbid you lose your child to this senseless act of violence, how do you not want to just get your own justice? And I don't believe in vigilantism. I'm not saying that. But I can only imagine how you would feel as a parent who lost your child because this psychopath was allowed to access a gun. His parents knew about the behavioral issues, knew that they were letting him have access to a gun. How do you not feel so resentful that their crappy parenting or lack thereof is the reason that your child is now dead. I can't even imagine. My heart absolutely.
I would think that all the parents in that school, there should be a collective. Some lawyer's got to be smart enough to get the parents' organization together and to sue to take to civil court.
There will be wrongful death suits. But look, these people don't have a lot of money. What are you're not going to get millions of dollars out of this.
No,
you know?
But
I mean,
there's a recognized. There should be, at least, whether there is or there isn't, some consequence for these actions.
There should be consequences.
And schools need to look at themselves. What can we do better to keep these kids safe? Because locking the doors and making people have to use a fob or whatever to get in doesn't help when the students already have the fobs and they're supposed to be there.
Right. Yeah, but the most any school administrator I've ever seen, going back to when I think about what administrators were like when I was in school, but certainly today, they're wishy-washy. I was going to say they're Willy Wonky. They're kind of wonky. Maybe that's true. They just don't have the backbone. They don't want to get pressure from parents. Parents are pushing them around.
Well, the problem is that a lot of parents think that they run the school. Mm. You know, I mean, I remember my parents, when I was a kid, and my parents went to the PTA meetings.
Well, and
meetings,
the administration cottons to that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's always, like, the one parent who's louder than everybody else. And, you know, it's parents think that they run the schools. And I forget who the politician was. I think it was the guy who ran and lost in Virginia who said that parents needed to stay out of the classroom, whatever. That I actually think what he really meant was a case like this, where schools kowtow way too much to what the parents say. Well, my kid needs this, and my kid, you know, how come my kid doesn't get enough playing time on the sports? You know, it's like, well, that's why there's a bench. You know, I mean, parents are just the worst. I mean, parents are really awful in this whole generation.
Some of them are, some of them aren't, but they don't set a good tone. There's no question about that. All this stuff sets a bad tone. In a moment, we're going to discuss the number one item of the week because there is so much fluidity to COVID and the treatments, and there are going to be treatments that people can actually look forward to and not have to worry about all this stuff, the shutdowns, the mandates, the politics of it all. That's coming up next here on our Talk Radio Review. This is the accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show that every week Michael Harrison and I do. Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a complete list of the stories so that we have them in order and you can recount them during our discussions. At number 10, the holidays are upon us and look out for the scams. Number 9, immigration reform, what's happening on our southern border especially. Number 8, continuing focus on our relationship with China and Russia. Number 7, the suspension of Chris Cuomo from CNN. Number 6, is there going to be a government shutdown? Number 5, the Supreme Court and the focus on Roe v. Wade this past week. Number 4 is that high school shooting in Michigan and the gun laws there. Number 3, continuing investigation of what happened last January 6th, inflation and the supply chain problems. Number 2, and COVID, number 1 this week. That's the countdown list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
Good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. The people list here, the official list from Talkers for the week of November 29th to December 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen to report that Dr. Oz, yeah, that Dr. Oz is going to run for the Senate in Pennsylvania. So that's why he's number 10 on the list. Alec Baldwin, number 9 in his interview on the Rust case on ABC. Chris Cuomo at number 8. Donald Trump is 7. Ted Cruz, number 6. John Roberts, the head the honcho at the Supreme Court, number 5. Ethan Crumbly is 4. Mark Meadows is 3. Dr. Fauci, I call him Phony Fauci, and people criticize me for that. I think he is overexposed, and here him being at number 2 and COVID being at number 1. I mean, aren't we all kind of tired of all of this stuff? Yes, we are. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So there you have it, the official list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Back to our talk radio overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Number 1 this week is Omicron, potential.
By the way, you've nailed that pronunciation.
I was
it took you a
for
week,
those of you
but
who didn't hear, I was calling Omicron. What I call
Omicron.
It?
Omicron, like a tech company, yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, it sort of sounds like that. Anyway, so how worried should you be about this variant? Not really, according to, I'm looking at something from a lady who's the in charge of the University of California's laboratory where they're looking into respiratory diseases and where this all stacks up, and the new treatments from Pfizer and Moderna and Merck that are going to reduce the effect not just of the Omicron.
Oh, I'm sorry, I jinxed you.
You jinxed me. But also the other, the various types of COVID that have been around, these various pills that are available, they're not going to keep you from getting it, but they're going to mitigate what kind of problems you have with it, so that again we're back to the sort of common cold, and that seems to be something that ought to calm people down, because we've had, it isn't so much the disease itself but the side effects that we've had in this country and around the world thanks to the Chinese letting this go on purpose, as far as I'm concerned. We have there's serious economic issues, you name it, there's a myriad of things that we've all been affected by. And so if we just have something that makes it seem like, although I'm not, you know, this is more for the drug culture, the drug manufacturers, it's great for them, but people will do what they have to do to make life normal. So we were talking earlier about the number of cases in this country of Omicron. I think that's a news media, you know, okay, so that this numbers game that we've played for the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, right? We're 3 months short. It actually started 2 years ago in China. So we've been playing this game, and it's how many people died, and what good does that do us? I find it interesting, though, when you look around, there's still men and women in their jobs that are being suspended because they aren't getting the vaccine. Latest one is this guy that plays for Tampa Bay, wide receiver Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown has been kicked off of every team he's been on. He was with the Patriots for a minute, and Bill Belichick was like, you're out of here. I mean, he's just such a problem, and now he's the first, naturally, he would be the first NFL player who's been busted with a fake vaccine card. And the only reason anyone knew, and now all the teams are being more vigilant checking the cards and verifying, but the only reason anyone knew is because he stiffed his private chef $10,000, and he's on video saying, I'm not paying that cracker. And so, and then the chef went to the police and said, hey, by the way, he went to a newspaper, and he said, by the way, he said, he owes me $10,000 for catering a party a year ago, and he has a fake vaccine card. I've heard him talking about it, and that's how he got busted.
One of the things, to go back to the business, the White House is not looking good on some of this stuff, because maybe when you think about it, maybe it'll be mitigated somewhat. I've used that word a lot in the last month or so, and I apologize for overusing it. The unvaccinated people, certainly we all agree here that you ought to have your vaccines, you ought to be taking care, because this thing isn't over yet. However, there are a number of health experts this week who have said that the White House's campaign on boosters or mandatory vaccines and that sort of thing are ill-founded. I think
well, the big one
to
is,
make people do things, you've got to
it's so gross.
Them.
Well, for federal, well, on a federal level, though, I mean, this is, you know, this is nothing new. Kids have got to, you know, have certain vaccines to go to school. You have to be, you can't go to college without certain vaccines. I mean, this is all not new. But what is going to have to, what's on its way to court now is the new policy of the mandate that if you have a company that has more than 100 employees, that everyone needs to be vaccinated. I don't know that that's going to hold up constitutionally. That's where, that's kind of the sticky wicket, as they would say. Like, that's the one area. But look, if you're a federal employee, you know, that's part of the gig. I mean, there are restrictions that you have to have in the military. It's nothing new. I know people are, it's controversial, but it's not new.
Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Redding Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Redding Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Your donations helped us deliver 125 Thanksgiving dinners to military families in need. We're taking donations for Christmas meals December 18th and 19th. Again at Save Mart on Turn Creek Road in Redding. Donate hams, turkeys, and non-perishable dry goods and canned goods that would make a wonderful Christmas dinner. Cash accepted also. Keep the dates December 18th and 19th at Save Mart from 8 to 8 both days. And thanks for your support.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five technology stories. Tech Talk time with the top five from this past week. Starting out at number five with this new browser extension. What does that do?
Well, the new browser extension actually shows you which products in your Amazon search results are sold by brands that are either owned by or are exclusive to Amazon. So it gives you a better idea of who's selling what you're actually buying. It's called Amazon Brand Detector, and it is a free extension. It's a free download using Google Chrome or Firefox. And it's made by a company called The Markup. And so along with filters and other techniques, they detect and highlight products that are part of Amazon's brands. Now, the thing that's deceiving, one of the many things about Amazon that's deceiving, is that the names sound like they're standalone brands. Rivet, Stone & Beam, Ravenna Home Goods, Mama Bear, Wag for dog stuff, Happy Belly, and I mean, the list goes on and on. It's 150 brands that Amazon has registered with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office, and they sell hundreds of thousands of items under these names. So if you are a person who decides to sort of begrudgingly shop on Amazon, and you really want to know where the stuff is coming from and who's making it, then this browser extension, Amazon Brand Detector, is very eye-opening. It puts a big orange block that appears around each item that's owned by Amazon, and it's pretty damning when you see how Amazon pushes all of their own brands, even though they constantly say they don't.
Useless.
So, it's a good shopping tool.
All right, next item, number four, has to do with a fellow that's been running Twitter for quite a long time.
Yeah, Twitter co-founder and CEO Jack Dorsey announced his departure this week. He confirmed that the chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will replace him and take a seat on the board as well. That's effective immediately. Dorsey returned to take the lead at Twitter as CEO in 2015, despite being forced out back in 2008. And so Dorsey said he's decided to leave Twitter because he said, "I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders, and my trust in Parag as Twitter's new CEO is deep, and his work over 10 years has been transformational." So he said it's time for everybody to move on, and we'll see what happens with Twitter in the future.
Okay, so let's go to number three then, Victoria, which is about online spending from this past week or two, right?
Yep. So online sales during Black Friday took a bit of a tumble this year. It actually marked the first time that spending has dipped lower than the previous year. Online shoppers spent a total of $8.9 billion this year. It fell short of the $9 billion that was spent in 2020. Now, analysts are really looking at these numbers, and they suggest that the downward trend might actually be caused by an uptick in early spending. Some stores started their sales and promotions in October this year. As we all know, I mean, even Christmas music started before Halloween in some places. So shoppers did make online purchases during Black Friday, though. It just found that 44% of those sales were made from a smartphone. That's a 10.6% increase from last year, which is kind of interesting. More and more people are shopping from their smartphones. Cyber Monday sales were down 1.4% year over year, according to Adobe Analytics. Shoppers spent $100 million less this year than they did in 2020 on Cyber Monday. But here's the good news, though. This is good news for retail. Overall, from November 1st to the 29th, Adobe Analytics reports shoppers spent $109 billion. That's actually it's almost a 12% increase from last year. So overall, this is really good news for retail. And it also, you know, shows that a lot of the analysts who say the economy is actually pretty hot right now, this proves it. Retail is always a really good indication of, you know, how good
retail
the economy
and
is.
Housing starts.
Right.
Those are the two things.
Look around. If you see a lot of new construction in your area,
Number two this week on our countdown of the top five tech stories is a focus on what Samsung is doing.
Yeah, Samsung's planning to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory in Taylor, Texas, which is not far from Austin. They're going to do this over the next 3 years. They've announced a 5 million square meter facility that's going to aim to boost production of advanced logic semiconductors, which are used in phones and computers. Obviously, we need a whole bunch of them. So that is great news, and I'm glad that Samsung is furthering their investment in the U.S.
Number one story this week from the world of technology focuses on something good General Motors is doing.
Yeah, this is another great story. So GM is going to spend $4 billion on the construction of two battery factories in North America. One will be in Lordstown, Ohio, the other Spring Hill, Tennessee, and they are now going to reduce the amount of cobalt in electric vehicle batteries by 70%. That's a huge, huge reduction. They're going to add in aluminum instead. This takes the reliance on China mining cobalt. This in the next few years is going to be a really big deal for us.
Well, so time to pull the rug out from under the Chinese when it comes to that stuff and a lot of other things as well. All right, Victoria, thank you. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This report is sponsored by IBM. A new global plan to provide 30 million people of all ages with new skills needed for modern jobs by 2030 was recently unveiled by IBM. The company announced more than 170 new academic and industry partnerships to expand access to career education and sought-after technical roles. In the United States, IBM is partnering with new partners to offer training that can prepare the workforce for the future of work. IBM's plan to educate 30 million people includes collaborations with universities, government, employment agencies, and NGOs. IBM provides access to free resources like IBMSkillsBuild.org, while agencies provide job search assistance. Justina Nixon is with IBM.
Preparing for careers is more than just studying coursework. It's also working with mentors, getting experience, earning credentials, and pinpointing local hiring trends. These kinds of resources will help IBM prepare 30 million people for exciting careers by 2030. This will be especially useful for underrepresented communities.
To learn more, visit IBM.com/skill.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senate veteran and former Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole passed away earlier today. After paralyzing wounds in World War II, Dole willed himself to walk again and ran for Congress with a right arm that was too damaged even to shake hands. He rose through the Senate ranks to become a long-serving Republican leader and tireless champion of his party. He was the 1996 Republican presidential nominee who unsuccessfully tried to beat incumbent President Bill Clinton. Bob Dole was 98 years old. After his upset win in the Virginia governor's race, Glenn Youngkin is now in a post-election transition mode. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, the Republican said he had hoped to get a Secretary of Education and Superintendent of Education named by last week, but there were just too many great applicants for the post, so he's taking his time.
We announced our landing teams last week, where we have deeply staffed teams digging into each one of the secretariat positions and making sure we fully understand the state of play.
Youngkin said his team consists of law enforcement personnel, parents, and small business leaders. Inauguration Day in the Commonwealth is January 15th. It was an unsurprising but historic college football playoff setup.
Cincinnati will play Alabama in the Cotton Bowl, and Michigan will face Georgia in the Orange Bowl on New Year's Eve. Fourth-seeded Cincinnati becomes the first team to break through the CFP's glass ceiling, making college football's Final Four from a non-Power Five conference. They're the only undefeated team in the field. Alabama gets the top seed with Michigan number 2 and Georgia 3.
Ben Thomas reporting. For the first time in 14 weeks, gas is cheaper. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price for a gallon of regular came down 2 cents in the last fortnight, $3.46 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon intends to work better with private industry to develop high-tech systems and to strengthen relations with allies in the Indo-Pacific region in order to maintain a competitive edge over China.
Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California yesterday, Austin said the U.S. remains committed to supporting Taiwan's defense system and the security of its people.
We remain steadfast to our One China policy and our commitments under the Taiwan Relations Act to support Taiwan's ability to defend itself while also maintaining our capacity to resist any resort to force that would jeopardize the security of the people of Taiwan.
Austin's speech comes as the U.S. struggles to counter China's growing military and economic power and its advancements in space, cyber, and nuclear capabilities. More at townhall.com. The Treasury Department says several states and cities have exhausted their federal rental assistance, and assigned spending on a program aimed at averting evictions is picking up speed.
The federal government is forecasting that upwards of $30 billion allocated for rental assistance will be dispersed by the end of the year. That is a dramatic change from the summer when housing advocates were complaining about the slow pace of distribution. Congress authorized $46.5 billion in emergency rental assistance late last year.
Jeremy House reports the initial rollout of the program was plagued by slow disbursement, with administration officials publicly blaming states and municipal partners for the bottlenecks. Former President Trump's got a new social media company. The Trump Media and Technology Group was formed in October, and it unveiled plans for a new messaging app called Truth Social. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process. So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time for us to venture into the world of News Talk Radio in a way that perhaps you've never heard before. If you're new to either the DJV program or to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, welcome. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my I was going to say partner in crime. Nah, there's no criminal activities going on here. It's just good broadcasting from two guys that have been at it for a long time, know how to do it. Michael has been running Talkers Magazine for almost 30 years. It's the Bible of the talk radio industry, more than 30 years. Mm-hmm. 31 yeah. years?
31 years, 30, pushing 32. 31
years. 32 years. So yeah, I'm
32nd year. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking about how we all got started. I'm the longest, and I don't say this to, you know, puff out my chest and beat it.
No, you should say it.
Fabulous. I'm the longest running syndicated host Monday through Friday in the country.
Yep.
And with that, we're in our, so 1988 is the 34th year of me doing morning syndicated radio, and so you're in your 32nd year. People say, it's time for you old coots to hang it up. Why? Yeah. Why should we do that? We have relevance, and that's, you know, the more you do this, frankly, the better you are. This is one of those skill sets that requires experience, and that is shown day in and day out by the number of people who try to do talk radio programs and are not successful because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They have no idea. How many times do we report, Michael, on people who've started? I mean, even some of these nationally syndicated programs from guys who are podcasters, they don't have a clue. And I don't say that disparagingly. It just is the way it is.
You don't say that disparagingly, but they stink. You know.
Yeah.
I cannot.
You said that.
I cannot totally share that view.
Okay.
And I hope that there are a lot of great young voices coming up.
I'm not saying that there ought not to be. There ought to be. We need more young voices. For years, you and I have talked about, where is the farm team? Where are the people who are practicing doing this in local radio and smaller markets so that they can grow and have opportunity? And the world of syndication eliminated the farm team. So I guess it's my fault. You know, you eliminated, because at one point in time, the Good Day Show had 585 affiliates. So does that mean I eliminated 585 jobs? People that that might have been there before? I mean, I started thinking about that. If I was a drinker, I'd probably get drunk.
Yeah, well. Actually, without making it your responsibility, many people claimed that Rush Limbaugh was guilty of taking jobs from people. But we analyzed that question at Talkers very seriously and came to a conclusion. I don't have the statistics in front of me, that even though, yes, on the 600 and some odd stations that Rush Limbaugh occupied as a midday host, those were shifts, if you will, or shows that would have been held by local people had he not created the syndication phenomenon that he did. A case could be made that thousands of radio stations went to the talk format inspired by what he had done, creating many more jobs that then were lost. So, that there's more to that story than meets the eye.
Yeah, there always is to any story, don't you think?
That's why talk radio is blessed with having long form conversations as opposed to everything being in 20-second sound bites with a lot of flashy stuff on the screen. I mean, that's the difference between news talk radio and news talk television. If you listen to the audio, you can hear it.
Yeah, and thus the focus from Talker's point of view of the charts, the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 list of people that are part of these stories. And so this goes on. They change some of them more rapidly than others. I find it always refreshing to go to some of the newer stories that may not have the legs that, let's say, the number one story of the week has and has had. But they're all worthy of our attention. So let's go through the story list.
Yes. Can't wait until the day comes when the number one story is ancient history and is no longer, not that I'm looking forward to wishing our lives away, but I want to get this story off the chart.
Well, it looks like there's a chance it might be because this week, there's a lot of talk about the...
Well, we haven't gotten to the story yet, so don't give it away. Spoiler alert.
Here we go. Spoiler.
I'm putting my bricks in place here, and you're going to ruin my whole plot here to create tension, excitement, drama, and anticipation. So here we go. At number 10, the holidays, scams, and social media. At number 9, immigration reform and race relations. At number 8, here's a chestnut, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, CNN suspends Chris Cuomo, and that's tied with Alec Baldwin's Rust case. Alec Baldwin said, "I did not pull the trigger."
Did you watch that interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Very interesting. Yeah.
Number 6, the looming government shutdown that was averted, and Trump and the GOP, that his relationship with the GOP is at the core of politics today. At number 5, SCOTUS and Roe versus Wade. SCOTUS is the Supreme Court of the United States. If we use the term again, at least you know what it means. I'm sure some do. At number 4, the horrific Michigan high school shooting, and that brings in gun laws and the overall topic of crime and violence.
Can you believe that kid, the look on his face, and the parents buying him a gun when he was in trouble all the time? What in the world goes on in the minds of... That's the subject matter. More the parents than the kid.
Many parents are blinded to the reality of their children and what their children are like, either through their own denial or through the children putting on a totally different face for their parents. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, parents know what they've got and they just deny it. At And number three, we have the January 6th investigation that ties into the whole Trump and the GOP issue. They're connected. And number two, the economy, stupid, not you, just figuratively, inflation, supply chain, labor force.
I've been called stupid by people a lot better than you in my life. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Friend.
I appreciate that. And number one, the one that we want to get rid of, the one we want to eradicate, the one we want to step on it and crush it like a grape, is COVID-19, the Omicron variant, along with vaccines, mandates, and politics. The people on our survey, Dr. Mehmet Oz is going to run for the Senate. He might win. Number nine, Alec Baldwin. He might lose. Number eight, Chris Cuomo.
He's lost.
I don't know where the hell
he's lost.
Yeah. Number seven, another fellow out there in the wilderness of untrod turf where the hand of man has never set foot, is Donald Trump at number seven. Ted Cruz, a font of wisdom and kindness, at number six. John Roberts on the hot seat of the Supreme Court at number five. Ethan Crumbly at four. Mark Meadows at three. Ethan Crumbly's the kid. Mark Meadows at three. Fauci at two. Biden at one. And that's the way the world was on News Talk Radio across America this past week as we celebrate the first weekend of December 2021.
Charts for the week of November 29th to December 3rd. As we go through them, Michael and I will have comments about a lot of the items that are here. You can share your thoughts if you'd like. Social media connection at DJV Show for Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can find the lists, the charts, at DJVShow.com or at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Countdown, the official talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of how much rest you're getting. The question is, are you getting enough rest? Going to sleep between 10 and 11, according to some research out this week, is associated with a lower risk of developing heart disease. Getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep, according to the doctor associated with my DJV programs, DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist, that's the way you live a long and fruitful life. Get enough rest. So, do you have all the tools at your disposal to get a good night's rest? That's the question coming from the folks at MyPillow. MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues, and this week, MyPillow announced that they have every single product in stock, no waiting, no back orders, no delayed shipping. And the reason for that is that the products are all made right here in America. Every single thing that you see in the MyPillow product catalog comes from America. For me, that's very important. Bathrobes, sheets, towels, pillows, mattresses, all that sort of thing. Christmas is here, and maybe you're looking for something that's really a unique gift or something that shows you care. People in your family, get them some pillows for their bed. Get them some sheets, some slippers, some robes. It's all in stock, ready to be shipped right now at MyPillow.com. One-stop shop for a lot of people that are on your list. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box in there. Enter the code DJV. And as an example, you can buy one Giza Dream sheet set, and you get another one free. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's DJV at MyPillow.com. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Malcolm Harris and Doug Steffen, we were just talking off the air about the magic of Christmas and what it's all about in terms of religion or not in terms of religion. It's about business, frankly. The magic words here are ka-ching and cash. And it's not any, it's not about celebrating really anything except the American way. It is America's way of celebrating the end of the year. Spend, 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 buy, buy, buy. And that's kind of how it all shakes out, frankly. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. 21 after the hour.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The magic of wordsmiths on the air. That's what we're all about here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The things, the creation of magic thoughts by people who may be verbal magicians. How do you like that, Michael? Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan.
Very, very, very magical.
You like that?
Actually, what you're saying, the expression of thoughts magically. Words are magic expressions of thoughts, which actually are pretty magical, too. Like,
yeah.
You think about, where do thoughts come from?
Thoughts are things. In my
they're
mind,
things,
they're,
and they
really
are thinks. The word think and the word thing are very related.
Remember, on my sixth grade teacher's desk was a sign that had been sent around by IBM at the time, and the word think, that was the word. It was on her desk.
Oh, I remember that. Think.
Yeah, remember that? It's all about...
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, what happens today is that we aren't teaching people how to think. We're teaching people what to think. And that's a crime, that we are spending all these tax dollars to basically have the children ill-prepared to meet the obligations of society. That's kind of, I mean, you get to number four this week, that Michigan high school shooting. Where'd those parents come from? I'd love to know what kind of world they grew up in so that they have created a world for their child who looks like Chucky and acts like him too, as far as that's concerned. So you wonder if part of the conversation isn't the effects of mass media, movies, television shows that show all this violence. Maybe that, you know, is part of the Rust case as well. What do you think, Michael?
I don't know. I wonder about it. I think it's a rhetorical question. I don't know. First of all, I don't even know if we grew up at a time when we were taught how to think. I think back to some of the things that we were taught in school, and that we were told what to think. So I'm not sure if this is a new syndrome or it's always happened. And in terms of the cause of violence in society and its relationship to media, I think that's also an interesting question to ponder, that the solution, the answer is not that easy. I think the question, it's rhetorical. It's something we should be thinking about, the question, and not necessarily jump to a conclusion. And we have to look to ourselves as well and our own experiences. We have to wonder, you know, are we such great thinkers for how we grew up? Are we part of the violence? Do we enjoy violence? I mean, I can't really condemn violence other than intellectually, because I support violence. I watch football. I like football. Right. I watch boxing and mixed martial arts.
Not me. I don't like any of that stuff.
Yeah,
that reason. Yeah.
You know, I know it's violence, and I know violence is wrong, but then again, you know, you have to look to yourself and analyze, why do I do what I do? Why am I supporting this? Why do I eat, you know, meat? Why? We all are works in progress. Maybe humanity is destined to some higher level of consciousness, because we sure as hell aren't there yet.
There's a futuristic television show I was watching on the airplane this week, and it focuses on wherever in the future. Aldous Huxley's books pretty much looked at the future. This, I think it's called Foundation. This is an Apple series, and it builds on what happens when one power controls 300 trillion people in the future in galaxies all across the spectrum. It really is pretty thought provoking. Actually, I don't usually like that kind of science fiction, but it really is.
You prefer astrology.
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact, yeah. as opposed to astronomy. Well, I find them both fascinating, actually. Uh-huh. You know what else I find fascinating? One of the things that we're talking about, the holidays and scams and stuff. Wait till I tell you what was found in Joel Osteen's church, which is not in the top 10, but something worth...
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing that.
A moment or two. Plus, I want to talk with Michael about how to recognize a fake news and a fake conversation on talk radio programs in the next half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
It's good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Premier, your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Music, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with an overview of the top 10 stories of the week according to the research that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, listening to stations and talking to folks, the people who are hosts of these programs. What do you think about number five here, the Supreme Court Roe versus Wade? Is that a manufactured sort of story?
No, that's a major story, and that is something that is of high drama, intrigue, and who knows where it's going to go. I mean, there's a major national divide on the issue of abortion, and Roe v. Wade is under the gun right now with a conservative Supreme Court and a number of red states where the legislatures and or the governors are creating laws that work their way around the basic tenets of Roe v. Wade back from the early 70s, which, you know, made it constitutional for a woman to have a right to an abortion or for people to have the right to abortion. And it's being contested now and being whittled away.
What's the main thrust of this that's different? What is the what the outcome of this? I've often said on the air very, very prominently in discussions of this, it's kind of, well, for me, Roe versus Wade, or abortion, that issue, gun control and that issue, those are two of the go-to things when you're having a slow day on the air. You go to that, what do you think of it? You know, it doesn't change. And if you change Roe v. Wade, it seems to me that's the third rail. And if you want to lose elections, then you keep messing around with that. That's
not
the way
in red states, not in places, where a majority of the voters or the legislators or the governors.
How do we know it's the majority? I don't know that maybe it's just my own position that's clouding this, but I don't see this is such a, it's like Social Security, messing around with Social Security. I think this is the equivalent of that. Frankly, they can have a lot of conversation about it, but at the end of the day, this is part of the American backdrop. There are a lot of vocal people in red states, you're right. And this is another thing that fascinates me. Why is it anybody's business except the person who's involved directly? That's always been one of the go-to ways of throwing cold water on the conversation.
Yeah, I don't know whether you want to have that discussion right now.
Well,
but, obviously, the human being, the Homo sapiens, the species that we're a member of, is a social animal, and we're in each other's faces. I mean, what the whole thing of talk radio, the whole thing about democracy, the whole thing about communications is that we are a species that is, on one level, dramatically independent. We are overly concerned, not overly, we're extremely concerned with the rights of the individual, but the backdrop is that we are a social creature that cannot stand to be without contact with other members of its species, the result of which, and here's the point, is that we are in each other's business. You know, we have our head up each other's, you know what. I mean, we are in each other's face. This is what it is to be human. And what could be more personal than how we deal with the potential life, which then gets into philosophy and theology and all of that other stuff, of another human being. So, no, I do not see the abortion issue as shallow or going nowhere. I do not compare it to gun control. Well, gun control, yeah. I don't compare it to Social Security. That was the third rail you mentioned before. I think this is deeply personal to a lot of people on the same level as slavery or any other of the major issues that we deal with in trying to determine what's right and what's wrong. and how we legislate that as human beings. It's very,
do you even know what's right and wrong anymore? When you look at the situation with this kid in Michigan, his parents obviously thought they were doing, parents think they're doing the right thing. How can they think that way? How do they, how does anybody,
well, some
think
people, some parents, you know, some parents are just plain, I'm not saying anything in this case because I don't know enough about it, but some parents are ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And some parents are selfish. Some, you know, oh my gosh, you talk about fate. Think about the roll of the dice when you select who your parents are going to be, you know, mm-hmm. when you sign up to be a person. And, yeah. Okay, we're going to send you down there, and your parents are going to be, you know, Jonathan and Martha Kent of Smallville, you know. I
mean, that's right.
Think about it. Think about, you know, when you have kids, you're rolling the dice. Mm-hmm. When you have a lot of kids, you're rolling the dice a lot. When you get married, you're rolling the dice. But to think about when you choose your parents, and I say that, folks, hypothetically, rhetorically.
I think that is what we do. I think we do, in a spiritual sense, I think we do choose our parents. I think we
That's why I'm saying it's possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it's a possibility. Yeah, everything's possible. We just don't know. Our minds are so small in comparison to the enormity of just figuring out what life is like on this planet, never mind what the rest of the universe is all about. It's amazingly complicated.
And our minds are small compared to what we really are. Most of us don't really know what we are. We think about who we are.
Yeah.
But what we are, that's you know, to use a cliche, mind-boggling. Well, what the hell are we? Where are we? Where's the universe? You know, what the heck is this all about?
What's our relationship?
This predicament we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is simple. It really is simple. It's kind of like recognizing fake news. Or is that, is it real? Is fake, can I, there are those who say, yeah, you got to look past the headline, you got to check with other sources. I have this conversation with the ladies in the DJV program all the time. Links and sources. How do you know? Everything's questionable as far as I'm concerned. I don't even trust photos because you can Photoshop photos.
Well, now with deep fakes, that's going to be a major issue in terms of truth going forward. You can't, you know, video evidence. Well, don't be so sure. Or photo evidence. But what is fake news? My answer to that very complicated question is news that is created for the purpose of deception, as opposed to news that is just wrong, presented by honest reporters and platforms that mean well.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge difference between being wrong and lying. And we have to study and understand that, and it comes from education and, of course, by constantly uplifting our societal values. That's it.
All right, so where does that leave us when it comes to the Chris Cuomo thing? Number seven this week, CNN suspends Chris Cuomo, who is a lawyer, so he can get a job somewhere else. I believe his days as a reporter or whatever the heck he was are over. With good reason. So what? But
it's all hypocritical to me. I see.
How so?
I see cable and television news, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC.
Fake.
They're not fake. They're show business as much as they are journalism. Mm-hmm. And
but do you think people realize that? They say, you know, I get all my news from Fox or MSNBC or wherever else.
I think most people do not. Well, this is a complicated subject as well. It comes down to how the heck do we do journalism when the choices are, in a free society, having it based upon commercialism, where you have to go out and sell advertising and have ratings and have large amounts of clicks in order to succeed, or turn it over to the government and have the government vet everything that is told in the media. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. There has to be another way of doing it because both sides lead to fake news. And as far as Cuomo's concerned, you know, come on, folks, have a little compassion. It's his brother. What they should do is, you know, he shouldn't be in that job, in that role. But it's not like he was in cahoots with some crooked politician for monetary gain. It's his
So is CNN just rolling over because they don't want to be embarrassed?
Yeah, they're saving
chickens.
Their face. And, you know,
right.
But come on.
I promise.
His brother.
I love my brother. My brother's more important than my job. Okay, get that. Yeah, bingo. Okay, so there was work being done in Joel Osteen's, I always say Osteen, it's Osteen. Joel Osteen, you know who he is?
Yep.
The preacher in Houston, got a huge congregation, huge church, and it seems that there was work being done on his church this week, and the workers broke open a wall because they were going to expand his office. What did they find in the wall?
Oh,
well,
gosh.
They found a stash of about $1 million in cash and an equal amount of checks in the walls of his office.
Did he forget about it?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
right,
Frank,
sure
I'll be honest. I didn't know about this story. So I'm hearing it for the first time.
Yeah.
Did he forget that the money was in the walls? I mean, he's in charge of the church.
Right.
How does he, you know, how do you allow anybody
what
to break through
the walls?
What
does that lead you to think, though, when you hear that, what does that lead you to think? That's just, what do you think about him? What do you think the people, it got started when they were doing this. It's Lakewood, which is a suburb of Houston. There was a loose toilet in the wall. They removed the tile. They were going to expand the wall and make the bathroom bigger or something. And there were 500 envelopes full of cash in the wall. Uh-huh.
Well, are you asking me what I think of that? Or why don't we? Let's take a break and let me think about what I think about.
All right. You can think about that. And we'll talk about what's on the Michael Harrison interview this week as well. 45 past the hour.
Brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 65% of people had already started preparing for the holidays in early October. With seasonal preparations underway, having a holiday shopping plan can help you find more ways to make the most of your spending. Mary Hines Drosch, Bank of America Head of Consumer and Small Business Products.
Shop with a plan this season. Determine how much you're willing to spend and assign a dollar amount to each planned purchase. Remember to include smaller costs like wrapping paper, gift exchanges, and shipping fees, which can quickly add up. In addition, make sure you use a credit card that rewards your spending, which helps offset costs so you can focus on spending quality time with loved ones. For example, the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back on purchases in one of six select categories of your choosing, including online shopping.
Using Bank of America's mobile app, create alerts to track your holiday spending and monitor account activity. To learn more, visit bankofamerica.com/credit-cards.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with a complete list of the stories so that we have them in order and you can recount them during our discussions. At number 10, the holidays are upon us and look out for the scams. Number 9, immigration reform, what's happening on our southern border especially. Number 8, continuing focus on our relationship with China and Russia. Number 7, the suspension of Chris Cuomo from CNN. Number 6, is there going to be a government shutdown? Number 5, the Supreme Court and the focus on Roe v. Wade this past week. Number 4 is that high school shooting in Michigan and the gun laws there. Number 3, continuing investigation of what happened last January 6th, inflation and the supply chain problems. Number 2, and COVID, number 1 this week. That's the countdown list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List here, the official list from Talkers for the week of November 29th to December 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen to report that Dr. Oz, yeah, that Dr. Oz, is going to run for the Senate in Pennsylvania, so that's why he's number 10 on the list. Alec Baldwin, number 9 in his interview on the Rust case on ABC. Chris Cuomo at number 8. Donald Trump is 7. Ted Cruz, number 6. John Roberts, the head the honcho at the Supreme Court, number 5. Ethan Crumbly is 4. Mark Meadows is 3. Dr. Fauci, I call him Phony Fauci, and people criticize me for that. I think he is overexposed, and here him being at number 2 and COVID being at number 1, I mean, aren't we all kind of tired of all of this stuff? Yes, we are. Joe Biden is number 1 on the People List. So there you have it, the official list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The MH interview this week. You can check it out at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Who is the subject?
The subject is talk show host and author Dave Ramsey, and it's a rare interview. I mean, he's on the radio every day, but he gives very few interviews, and it's a very interesting insight to inflation, to the student debt crisis, and to succession in terms of businesses, family businesses, and how you pass them on to your children and to your partners.
Very is he wrestling interview. With that? Is that part of the conversation?
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah. You know, he's built a gigantic $300 million a year empire, 1,000 plus employees, all based on what was originally a finance talk show in Nashville. Unbelievable success.
From a guy who was bankrupt at one point, and he's figured out how to make it. So there's always hope. That's the lesson, I think, with him. I like him a lot.
Yeah. Check it out, folks, at mhinterview.com. Thanks,
Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What? The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions including hives, itching, swelling, and redness may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, holiday traditions.
They're the best.
Agreed. So I went to Kohl's and got 40% off Cuddle Duds throws for movie night and 40% off outerwear.
Ooh, for caroling?
More like sledding. Also got an Amazon Echo Show 8 so the kids can bake with grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was the extra 25% I saved and the Kohl's cash I got.
I take it saving's one of your favorite traditions, too.
You know it.
Select styles. Offers end December 8th. Some exclusions apply. Amazon coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, college professor, and commentator, if you will. I like to take him through the stories. But this week, I think, more importantly, we ought to talk about scams. Because the and this is something that you're an expert in, not because you're a scammer, but because you have that expertise written a book. Don't you have a new book out, too, as a matter of fact? Right? Don't you have a new book?
Nothing that new, but the book, The Truth About Avoiding Scams, was named as one of the top 10 books dealing with business and scams. And Scamicide, my blog, was named one of the top 3 blogs for dealing with coronavirus scams by the New York Times.
All right. Truth About, let's talk about the name of the book for a second. I want to underscore it. The Truth About Scams. Truth About
Avoiding Scams.
Avoiding Scams. Well, it is the truth about scams as well, right?
True.
And that you can get it at Amazon probably and lots of other places as well?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So, speaking of scams, number 10 this week on the countdown story list are the holiday scams that exist. I think that there are a lot of different things each year that people come up with, but it's kind of like recognizing a fake news story. How do you recognize, you know, scams are fake? They're by their very nature, they're about they're trying to present ways of folks extorting money from you, and it's all fakery. So, what's the you can take some advice from the truth about avoiding scams.
Yeah, you know, how do I scam thee? Let me count the ways. You know, every time of the year is a big year for scams, but the holidays are the biggest, and it's because there are people that, you know, can't really distinguish when they're being scammed or not. They're vulnerable. They're looking for holiday shopping, of course, is a big part of this. And one thing we learned, China has this holiday called Singles Day in the beginning of December, and it's always a good harbinger for what kind of shopping and online shopping scams we're going to see. And the biggest have been just an abundance of very well-constructed phony websites. And you're talking about, how do you know? These look like legitimate websites that you may go to. It may look like a Target or a Walmart, and you put in your credit card to get whatever deal you're going to get, and you end up getting nothing because you give it to a scammer. And the thing is, some of them that the less sophisticated, when you look at the you go into a Google search and it comes up high, and you trust it, but you can't trust it because the really good scammers, they're able to manipulate those algorithms so it turns up high. But you look at the URL, you look at the address of it, and it may not have anything to do with Walmart, Target, whatever, but the really good ones will make it look like it does. So the quick and easy way to protect yourself, if you're going to do that kind of online shopping, is you go to a website called whois.com. Put in the URL of what you think is a legitimate website, and it will tell you who owns it. Did this once on TV, and we put in what looked like it was the Walmart website, except it was owned by somebody in Nigeria, so we decided to stay away from it.
Here's another one. I see some senators on both sides are warning against the attempts to exploit the tragedy in Waukesha. Is that how you pronounce it? I guess it is, right?
Yeah.
In Wisconsin. And, you know, this fellow who was the driver. I was, you know, from a legal point of view, news media refers to as alleged driver. This guy obviously was the one who did it. I always recoil. I never say alleged. What's the legal reason for doing that?
Why?
You and I are exactly on the same page on this. And let's face it, I'm a lawyer. So technically, he has not been convicted of a crime. And there are times when they talk about, you know, the alleged shooter. No, the kid in Michigan was the shooter. He may not have been convicted of a crime, but he's not an alleged shooter. And the guy that was driving this van is not alleged. He drove it. Right. He killed these people.
So
you and I are on that.
Speaking of we got a few seconds, the Michigan shooting, the parents ought to be held completely or mostly responsible along with the kid for this, right? Everybody goes to jail.
Yeah, what you have in Michigan doesn't have a law that says that they have to keep their guns locked up, but they specifically have a law that says if a child uses a gun in a school and the parents are negligent, then should have known that there was a problem, they can be held responsible, and the prosecutors are going after them.
All right, that's good. All right, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the professor, the law degree is all valuable to us when we're understanding some of the legal ramifications of the top stories here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stepan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Gas is down 3 cents a gallon over the last 2 weeks to $3.46.
The low in this sample is Houston, 291, and the high is San Francisco, 480. Between those, we have Minneapolis, 317, Long Island, 348, and Seattle, 401.
Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says while it's down just slightly, it's still $1.24 a gallon higher than at this time a year ago. Republican political icon Bob Dole, who served Kansas for 36 years as congressman and senator and was the 1996 GOP presidential candidate, died Sunday. Dole announced back in February he had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Bob Dole was 98 years old. A problem in Maryland where children were apparently given expired COVID-19 vaccines.
Health officials say 70 children who were vaccinated against COVID-19 in Prince George's County received expired doses due to a storage error. The children, ages 5 to 11, do not face health risks from these doses, and private clinics will help revaccinate those affected. The problem involves first or second doses of Pfizer's pediatric vaccine that the children received in Landover on November 26. The doses had expired 2 days earlier and were accidentally stored in a refrigerator with usable vaccines. John Scott reporting.
Lawmakers in the Solomon Islands are debating whether they still have confidence in the prime minister after rioters last month set fire to buildings and looted stores in the capital. Many businesses remain closed in Honiara ahead of the vote that's over concerns violence could erupt again, leading to a very eerie calm. Troops and police from Australia, Papua New Guinea, Fiji, and New Zealand helping keep the peace at the request of the government. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett urges world leaders to take a hard line against Iran in their nuclear talks.
As world powers sit down with Iran in Vienna in hopes of restoring the tattered 2015 nuclear deal, Israel watches with growing concern over possible renegotiations. Last week's talks in Vienna resumed after a more than five-month hiatus and were the first in which Iran's new hardline government participated, and an important step forward for the U.S. after former President Donald Trump, with strong encouragement from Israel, withdrew from the deal in 2018. Bennett's top defense and intelligence officials headed to Washington to discuss the flailing talks and says Iran must begin to pay a price for its violations. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Germany's incoming transport minister is advising people against traveling over Christmas as the country tries to stem a wave of coronavirus infections. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Lee Enterprises newspaper chain has adopted a poison pill plan to protect itself from hostile takeover.
The plan has been put in place while Lee considers an unsolicited offer from hedge fund Alden Global Capital to buy Lee for $24 a share. The plan would take effect if Alden gains control of more than 10% of Lee's stock in the next year. The Davenport, Iowa-based company said the plan would allow its other shareholders to buy shares at a 50% discount at that point, or possibly get free shares for every share they already own.
Jeremy House reporting. The plan would make it more expensive for Alden to acquire a controlling stake. Lee owns the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Buffalo News, as well as dozens of other newspapers, including nearly every daily newspaper in the state of Nevada. You can check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, time for us to, here on the DJB program, bring together the collective resources that Jennifer Horn brings to the DJB program and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in the form of a discussion about the charts for this past week from Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So each week, do I over-explain this, ladies, every week? Or do I need to explain it?
Just so we all come together for the hottest topics in talk radio.
Well, the top 10 stories, yeah, that's really what it is. We try to get some comments on most of them. I'll enumerate the stories and the people on the list. The research done by Talkers, available online at djvshow.com and talkers.com. So if you hadn't seen the list, what would you say, Victoria, would be the number one story of the week from the talk radio perspective? Thinking.
I mean, the virus is everywhere, right? Omicron, I'd have to say, is probably the in terms of headlines throughout the week. Yeah, I would say Omicron definitely dominated that. That or the school shooting. Those two, I think, were the biggest.
Well, the school shooting comes in at number four, and the COVID and Omicron come in at number one. So you're correct there.
I would add, I'd add the argument about Roe versus Wade at the Supreme Court. I think that was a huge topic.
That's number five on the countdown this week. Inflation's number two. The January 6th investigation is three. The shooting in Michigan is four.
I know.
Actually, this week.
I mean, the reason I say that is I can't believe that's number three on the list, but okay.
Political talk radio. This is about political. You know, most of the talk radio stations today are still mostly political. And they're not like the DJV program in that we attack or tackle or discuss pretty much everything that's going on in the world. This is something that's very specific to, and it's usually reflected in the story list from most of the stations that we're talking with, or the folks at Talkers are talking with, and many of the stations that carry the DJV program at a time when people don't want politics earlier in the day, and then it goes off into a political vein. As we know, most of the local and syndicated programming follows that form. So to address number three, as we were talking about it, Liz Cheney says there's going to be a big hearing on January 6th of next year about January 6th of this year. They're going to start what they think will be weeks of public hearings examining the events.
Now, why would they do that? Let's think through what we know. Okay, we've got the year anniversary.
Well,
we also, wait a second. We're going to be starting an election cycle, and they want to call people who might vote for Republican candidates insurrectionists. Oh, okay.
But Liz Cheney obviously isn't.
There are Republicans who are also pretty outraged by what happened, though.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're outraged or not. The truth is that there are already real investigations going on from the FBI. You've got people who've been sitting in jail for almost 12 months now who haven't even gotten a trial yet on a trespassing charge. I mean, it's insane what's already happening. Everything that the Congress is doing right now is strictly for politics, and it's strictly for the fact that they know they can try to use it in the election, because I believe Liz Cheney and the Democrats are all together in this. They're all in trouble when it comes to historically the shift of power in midterm years when one party holds the Senate and the House and the presidency, right? The party who's not in power typically picks up seats. Redistricting will probably net Republicans about three seats in total. And you've got a really unpopular agenda right now, a president and a Congress with really bad approval ratings at the moment. So it's expected that Republicans will probably win the House. So what do? Well, then the House of Representatives comes up and they try to find something political that they can throw at Republicans. And I don't know. And just what you said, Victoria,
round and
true.
Round it goes.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are outraged about it. So to put everybody in one basket is really kind of silly. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work.
All right. So anyway, that's number three on the list. I'm going to go looking at several different things. Number 10, actually, is very interesting because of the – I'll focus on this in the countdown with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the lawyer that's on the countdown every week. He also has written a book, or he's written a number of books about scams and that sort of thing, and they're huge this holiday season, more than ever before. Look out for the scams, the online things that are for sale, that aren't for sale. There are just tons of things that are going on that are grabbing people. Also, though, the holidays, and as we get into Christmas time, I think because Hanukkah's come early this year, it's much earlier than it usually is, isn't it?
It's here.
It's here now. Right, exactly. And so there are a lot of people, I remember growing up with some Jewish kids who I never paid much attention to other people's religions. I knew somebody who was Catholic, somebody who's Jewish. You know, that's because there's a lot of variety in all sorts of ways in our lives. So as I became more focused, if you will, as I got older, a lot of the women actually that I ended up dating or being around were Jewish. So I learned a lot about Jewish traditions and holidays and stuff. And I think what takes Jewish people back more than anything else is that it's usually referred to by non-Jews as the Jewish Christmas. But it isn't. Do we understand? You know, I think a lot of people just don't pay any attention to it. And is it important to? Well, to Jews, I think it is. It looks like Hanukkah sometimes is the Jewish Christmas, but you know, it's you don't really, there's a whole lot of difference in this holiday and Santa Claus, shall we say. So I bring it out because there's a lot of talk about it. Happy Hanukkah, the cards, I saw a card, Happy Hanukkah, expressing Hanukkah wishes to a cat. Anyway. The New York Times traced the rise of Hanukkah-themed commercialism and sees that there is a lot of comparisons to Hanukkah and Christian families and decorations and it's better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's 8 days. It is happening now. Falls on a different day every year, marked on the Jewish calendar, not the Gregorian calendar that that we live by. I think what the point here is that a lot of Jewish kids, because they're around a lot of Christian kids, expect they're going to get presents and expect to have this whole thing, commercialized. And that's really what Christmas has become, isn't it? I mean, think about all the conversation, Victoria, that we have about what's selling online and Black Friday and Green Thursday and, you know, Red. It isn't about what. Well, and maybe it speaks to the nonsense of the whole thing about celebrating Christ's birth because he wasn't born on December 25th at all. He was born in March. So it all becomes kind of a big blur. Now, the other side of it is it a good thing that we get together and just celebrate our lives and our families and friendship and kinship and things to kind of take, you know, depending on how you look at it, I look at this time of year, I used to be very depressed. I didn't like it. My birthday, I was getting older. It'd go into the dark cycle. The days are shorter, all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, January 1st comes around. It's like opening up a whole new opportunity because it's new, it's fresh. And Christmas heralds that. So, you know, feeling good about the end of the year, celebrating perhaps the good things, isn't that maybe what we should be doing instead of the other things that tend to get a hold of us, certainly since World War II, the commercial aspect of Christmas has become ridiculous. I saw on the plane the other day the story of the beginning of Coca-Cola, and one of the things that was most interesting about it is the modern-day version of what Santa Claus looks like came from Coca-Cola advertising in the 30s. That's where, I mean, the old St. Nick pictures showed a skinny, old, tired-looking guy in a green cap.
Well, that doesn't sell.
No, but, you know, but we think about Santa Claus as this jolly, fat old guy, and that image was created around selling Coca-Cola. Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so that's our holiday discussion, number 10. Immigration reform is number 9. I don't know, in terms of what's going on, I think that the resuming of asylum, we seem to be letting more asylum seekers into the country, but apparently the mitigation this week is to make them wait in Mexico, right? Migrants coming into our country.
Yeah, court rules that the administration can't throw out remain in Mexico, which is what That was a Trump-era policy.
Say that again.
I said a court ruled against the Biden administration who threw out the Remain in Mexico policy.
Right, okay.
And so now that's going back into Tagir and probably already is by the time people are hearing this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
yeah. They're challenging it. They're coming up with another way. I mean, it's a, look. It's not a. It's by far not a perfect policy at all. And the horrors that go that went on the last time this happened. I mean, 68,000 people missed their court dates because they were being held for ransom on the Mexican side. It's women and children were raped and murdered. It's awful. It's horrible.
But what it did do also was, and yes, believe me, that is happening whether you're in Mexico or whether you're making the trip here. I mean, we've been hearing awful stories about people who are being brutalized, especially women and girls, just on their trek to the country. But what this does is it actually it makes people think twice before they just come here because they know they're not going to be able to just walk in. So it does tamp down on the amount of people coming in caravans. It does tamp down on those just raw numbers. And that is why it has become more effective because we can't sustain. I mean, 2 million people already in the country this year that we know of. That doesn't count mm-hmm. the other people that have come through. That is something that we
and
can't do another year
with
of
nothing.
Or 2 years of.
They
right?
come with nothing. So
everything
the expectation
they've worked
is,
for has been given to the coyotes that bring them across the border. Mm-hmm. That's you work
in some
your whole
cases,
life and you give all your money over to these people who are
$3,000, $4,000, $5,000. I've heard stories of $10,000, $30,000 given to the coyotes to get people across the border. And what are we doing to stop them? We must know where they're bringing them through, where the weak links are in the ability to traverse across from one side of the border to the other.
Frustrating is under the current system, there isn't a whole lot to do.
No. 18 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with the DJV hosts. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Your donations helped us deliver 125 Thanksgiving dinners to military families in need. We're taking donations for Christmas meals December 18th and 19th, again at Save Mart on Turn Creek Road in Reading. Donate hams, turkeys, and non-perishable dry goods and canned goods that would make a wonderful Christmas dinner. Cash accepted also. Keep the dates December 18th and 19th at Save Mart from 8 to 8 both days. And thanks for your support.
When both vaccinated and unvaccinated can carry and transmit the virus, that's in regards to the White House stating domestic travel vaccine requirements are on the table.
All right. So, Jennifer, the only report I've seen this week is of a case of Omicron in California. Is that still the only?
There are a couple of cases.
Four states?
Yeah. There's one in Hawaii, too,
Doug. Yeah, Hawaii, there are five in New York, there's one, I think a couple Colorado, in San Francisco, one in LA. Yeah, it's spreading. It's gonna be. And it's, you know, that's the one thing that we've heard so far is that it's very contagious, which COVID is. COVID SARS just is, but this one's particularly contagious. But the good news is that people are just having lighter symptoms,
like
at least
cold.
If you believe the South African doctors.
Yeah, right. And you should, because they're really very good, actually. All right. Our relationships with Russia. Well, China and Russia relations number 8 this week. What are people saying about our relations here on our social media?
There was a question why there's not more news in the media around Russia expelling some U.S. embassy staff in kind of a quote-unquote retaliationary move.
That's a good question. What do we know about that?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like enough people are talking about that.
Well, and a lot of I'm very surprised that more people aren't picking up on the fact that there are 100,000 Russian troops getting ready to go back into Ukraine again.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like we pick and choose what's convenient for us to talk about, and it's really sad.
Well,
you know,
who does that? Who picks and chooses?
I think editorial decisions are made by the news media. I mean, I was appalled this week, and not to go off on a little toot here, but you had high school students laying dead in Michigan at Oxford High School, and you had most of the news media talking about two dingbats, Ilhan Omar and Lauren Boebert, going back and forth at each other. I don't care. I don't care what they have to say. We should be caring about the fact that there are real things happening, not some stupid Twitter war. It's just, I don't know.
Well,
I agree.
We're not paying attention. The eye is not on the ball. We've let the news media control the agenda.
But we're also desensitized to school shootings. It happens so often, and mass shootings. That's another part of it, which is just horrible.
It wasn't even a top story.
I know.
It wasn't even a
disgusting
top story on any newscast. And
you know, it's just, where is the empathy? If you're in that area, if you're, God forbid, a parent, and you've got people more concerned about what someone is saying in Grand Junction, Colorado, about Ilhan Omar.
What it is the insensitivity toward shooting and killing people because of the popular media, that is, television shows, movies, that sort of thing. All right, so Ghislaine,
Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, regarding the high school shooting, there's videos from students who were there, who were cowering in for safety, who are sharing the videos that they took during that time on social media, and it is just gut-wrenching.
Yeah, it is. I can't
absolutely
watch it.
Those are some smart kids in that school,
child.
Though. They, you know, people talk about the active shooter drills. They worked in this case. Those kids, a lot of them were heroes. They acted in the right way. They acted
but
swiftly.
What, think about growing up that way in that constant state of fear. That's what really is the. That's all right. There's a quick comment on Ghislaine. Yeah. What's
Ghislaine
the comment?
Maxwell. This user says that anything in the news that is not about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is a distraction and adds, quote-unquote, human smuggling and sex trafficking of children should be our top priority.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. That's a worthwhile comment. 28 past the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues right now. MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's finding you. It's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. All right, so ladies, number 4, the shooting. You wanted to talk more about that. Go ahead, Victoria.
This is such a horrific story. Some of the new details, or newer details that have come out, are even more upsetting. Charges are definitely, listen to me. The charges are most, I would say there's a very good chance that the parents will be charged here as criminally negligent.
Be.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
So some of the other details that are emerging and more is they're still investigating and I think more details will be coming out in the coming days, according to the sheriff. So here's what's extra disturbing. The whole thing is awful, right? 4 kids are dead. They're traumatized, and yet this kid, Ethan Crumbly, who's the 15-year-old who was the
look
shooter,
at his face. Look at the pictures of him.
It really is one of those things. You take a look at him, and you know there's something off.
Looks like Chucky.
So the thing that's extra disturbing is that this kid had already had established behavioral issues, so much so that other students reported him. The school had a conference with his parents only a few hours before he shot the school up. So his parents knew that this kid was an issue. They were in the school meeting, and a few hours later, instead of taking him home, which I don't really know, and we're going to find out more details as they come out, but instead of taking the kid home from school that day after meeting with the parents or with the school, you know, after the parents met with the school principal and the other teachers and things like that, they said his classroom behavior was very problematic. Instead of taking him home that day, for whatever reason, he stayed in school and just a few hours later emerged from the bathroom with the gun. And the parents now, a lot of people are saying, well, the parents should be charged because we don't know there is a rumor and I say rumor now because it's still being investigated that the gun was a gift from the father to the son.
Yeah.
That's still being investigated. But what we do know, according to the sheriff, is that the gun was very readily accessible to this kid. And in
Michigan, there's no law in Michigan. You don't have to.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's ridiculous. And I think if anything, when people talk about meaningful gun control, here's an example of what Michigan can do. There is no law in Michigan that requires gun owners keep their weapons locked away from minors. That, to me, seems like a bipartisan. Everyone should be behind that. That law needs to change. That's number one. The other part of this is, as we've said with all of these school shootings, when kids have these types of behavioral issues, they need to be taken seriously. You can't just say, oh, well, you know, it's not a big deal. He was bullied. being bullied is not an excuse to shoot up your school. It doesn't matter what color skin you have. Doesn't matter, you know, what your financial situation is. Being bullied is awful. And that needs to be addressed, but this is not the answer. And so apparently the parents are still refusing to cooperate. They're not talking at all. The kid is still in custody. He's not talking. There's no motive. They don't know what the motive is, other than he just wanted to shoot up the school.
Pretty chilling videos. The parents are being scrutinized. They should be charged. All three of them should be in jail for the rest of their lives. All of them. And the parents that need to be made an example of, frankly, this isn't parenting. This is coddling. This is turning your head away from the problems that exist that you create, because the child is going to be exactly what the environment is that you create for him. That's how children grow up, the same as dogs or any animal. They're going to be exactly the way you treat them. So if you gave this kid a gun at 15 and he was a nutbird to begin with.
And you knew that because you've already been notified by the school that he has behavioral issues.
And
you already know that.
Exactly. And there were videos found of him threatening killing his fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
So what is social media? What's the sort of thing that we have? DJV show, the Twitter account, Instagram at DJV show, Facebook.com/DJV show. What are some of our listeners saying about this?
Definitely still looking for more information. That it's sad, nonetheless. Parents should not send their kids to school not knowing if they're going to be able to pick them up at the end of the day.
Yeah. If I were a parent at any one of these schools where this happens, and, you know, God forbid you lose your child to this senseless act of violence, how do you not want to just get your own justice? And I don't believe in vigilantism. I'm not saying that. But I can only imagine how you would feel as a parent who lost your child because this psychopath was allowed to access a gun. His parents knew about the behavioral issues, knew that they were letting him have access to a gun. How do you not feel so resentful that their crappy parenting or lack thereof is the reason that your child is now dead? I can't even imagine. My heart absolutely.
I would think that all the parents in that school, there should be a collective. Some lawyer's got to be smart enough to get the parents' organization together and to sue to take to civil court.
There will be wrongful death suits. But look, these people don't have a lot of money. You're not going to get millions of dollars out of this.
No,
you know?
But there's a recognized, there should be at least, whether there is or there isn't, some consequence for these actions.
That's true.
And schools need to look at themselves. What can we do better to keep these kids safe? Because locking the doors and making people have to use a key fob or whatever to get in doesn't help when the students already have the fobs and they're supposed to be there.
Right. Yeah, but the most any school administrator I've ever seen, going back to when I think about what administrators were like when I was in school, but certainly today, they're wishy-washy. I was going to say they're Willy Wonky. They're kind of wonky, maybe that's true. They just don't have the backbone. They don't want to get pressure from parents. Parents are pushing them around.
Well, the problem is that a lot of parents think that they run the school. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I remember my parents, when I was a kid, and my parents went to the PTA meetings.
Well, and
meetings,
the administration cottons to that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's always, like, the one parent who's louder than everybody else. And, you know, it's parents think that they run the schools. And I forget who the politician was. I think it was the guy who ran and lost in Virginia who said that parents needed to stay out of the classroom, whatever. That I actually think what he really meant was a case like this, where schools kowtow way too much to what the parents say. Well, my kid needs this, and my kid, you know, how come my kid doesn't get enough playing time on the sports? You know, it's like, well, that's why there's a bench. You know, I mean, parents are just the worst. I mean, parents are really awful in this whole generation.
Some of them are, some of them aren't, but they don't set a good tone. There's no question about that. All this stuff sets a bad tone. In a moment, we're going to discuss the number one item of the week, because there is so much fluidity to COVID and the treatments, and are there going to be treatments that people can actually look forward to and not have to worry about all this stuff, the shutdowns, the mandates, the politics of it all. That's coming up next here on our Talk Radio Review. This is the accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show that every week Michael Harrison and I do. Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown show. Doug Steffen here with a complete list of the stories so that we have them in order and you can recount them during our discussions. At number 10, the holidays are upon us and look out for the scams. Number 9, immigration reform, what's happening on our southern border especially. Number 8, continuing focus on our relationship with China and Russia. Number 7, the suspension of Chris Cuomo from CNN. Number 6, is there going to be a government shutdown? Number 5, the Supreme Court and the focus on Roe v. Wade this past week. Number 4 is that high school shooting in Michigan and the gun laws there. Number 3, continuing investigation of what happened last January 6th, inflation and the supply chain problems. Number 2, and COVID, number 1 this week. That's the countdown list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. The people list here, the official list from Talkers for the week of November 29th to December 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen to report that Dr. Oz, yeah, that Dr. Oz is going to run for the Senate in Pennsylvania, so that's why he's number 10 on the list. Alec Baldwin, number 9, in his interview on the Rust case on ABC. Chris Cuomo at number 8. Donald Trump is 7. Ted Cruz, number 6. John Roberts, the head the honcho at the Supreme Court, number 5. Ethan Crumbly is 4. Mark Meadows is 3. Dr. Fauci, I call him Phony Fauci, and people criticize me for that. I think he is overexposed, and here him being at number 2 and COVID being at number 1. I mean, aren't we all kind of tired of all of this stuff? Yes, we are. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So there you have it, the official list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Back to our talk radio overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Number one this week is Omicron, the potential.
Congratulations, by the way. You've nailed that pronunciation.
It took you a week. For those of you who didn't hear, I was calling Omicron.
Omicron, like a tech company, yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, it sort of sounds like that. Anyway, so how worried should you be about this variant? Not really, according to, I'm looking at something from a lady who's the in charge of the University of California's laboratory where they're looking into respiratory diseases and where this all stacks up, and the new treatments from Pfizer and Moderna and Merck that are going to reduce the effect not just of the Omicron, but also the other, the various types of COVID that have been around, these various pills that are available, they're not going to keep you from getting it, but they're going to mitigate what kind of problems you have with it, so that, again, we're back to the sort of common cold. And that seems to be something that ought to calm people down, because we've had, it isn't so much the disease itself, but the side effects that we've had in this country and around the world, thanks to the Chinese letting this go on purpose, as far as I'm concerned. We have, you know, there's serious economic issues. There are, I mean, you name it, there's a myriad of things that we've all been affected by. And so if we just have something that makes it seem like, although I'm not, you know, this is more for the drug culture, the drug manufacturers, it's great for them. But people will do what they have to do to make life normal. So we were talking earlier about the number of cases in this country of Omicron. I think that's a news media, you know, okay, so that this numbers game that we played for the last year and a half, almost, this is almost 2 years now, right? We're 3 months short. It actually started 2 years ago in China. So we've been playing this game. And it's how many people died, and what is that? What good does that do us? I find it interesting, though, when you look around, there's still men and women in their jobs that are being suspended because they aren't getting the vaccine. Latest one is this guy that plays for Tampa Bay, wide receiver Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown has been kicked off of every team he's been on. He was with the Patriots for a minute, and Bill Belichick was like, you're out of here. I mean, he's just such a problem, and now he's the first, naturally, he would be the first NFL player who's been busted with a fake vaccine card. And the only reason anyone knew, and now all the teams are being more vigilant checking the cards and verifying, but the only reason anyone knew is because he stiffed his private chef $10,000, and he's on video saying, I'm not paying that cracker. And so, and then the chef went to the police and said, hey, by the way, he went to a newspaper, and he said, by the way, he said, he owes me $10,000 for catering a party a year ago, and he has a fake vaccine card. I've heard him talking about it, and that's how he got busted.
One of the things, to go back to the business, the White House is not looking good on some of this stuff, because maybe when you think about it, maybe it'll be mitigated somewhat. I've used that word a lot in the last month or so, and I apologize for overusing it. The unvaccinated people, certainly we all agree here that you ought to have your vaccines, you ought to be taking care, because this thing isn't over yet. However, there are a number of health experts this week who have said that the White House's campaign on boosters or mandatory vaccines and that sort of thing are ill-founded.
Well, the big one is
to make people do things. You've got to educate them.
It's so gross.
Well, for federal, well, on a federal level, though, I mean, this is, you know, this is nothing new. Kids have got to, you know, have certain vaccines to go to school. You have to be, you can't go to college without certain vaccines. I mean, this is all not new. But what is going to have to, what's on its way to court now is the new policy of the mandate that if you have a company that has more than 100 employees, that everyone needs to be vaccinated. I don't know that that's going to hold up constitutionally. That's kind of the sticky wicket, as they would say. Like, that's the one area. But look, if you're a federal employee, you know, that's part of the gig. I mean, there are restrictions that you have to have in the military. It's nothing new. I know people are, it's controversial, but it's not new.
Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle. you never really stop riding in your mind. Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five technology stories. Tech Talk time with the top five from this past week. Starting out at number five with this new browser extension. What does that do?
Well, the new browser extension actually shows you which products in your Amazon search results are sold by brands that are either owned by or are exclusive to Amazon. So it gives you a better idea of who's selling what you're actually buying. It's called Amazon Brand Detector, and it is a free extension. It's a free download using Google Chrome or Firefox. And it's made by a company called The Markup. And so along with filters and other techniques, they detect and highlight products that are part of Amazon's brands. Now, the thing that's deceiving, one of the many things about Amazon that's deceiving, is that the names sound like they're standalone brands. Rivet, Stone & Beam, Ravenna Home Goods, Mama Bear, Wag for dog stuff, Happy Belly, and I mean, the list goes on and on. It's 150 brands that Amazon has registered with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office, and they sell hundreds of thousands of items under these names. So if you are a person who decides to sort of begrudgingly shop on Amazon, and you really want to know where the stuff is coming from and who's making it, then this browser extension, Amazon Brand Detector, is very eye-opening. It puts a big orange block that appears around each item that's owned by Amazon. And it's pretty damning when you see how Amazon pushes all of their own brands, even though they constantly say they don't.
Useless.
So, it's a good shopping tool.
All right, next item, number four, has to do with a fellow that's been running Twitter for quite a long time.
Yeah, Twitter co-founder and CEO Jack Dorsey announced his departure this week. He confirmed that the chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will replace him and take a seat on the board as well. That's effective immediately. Dorsey returned to take the lead at Twitter as CEO in 2015, despite being forced out back in 2008. And so Dorsey said he's decided to leave Twitter because he said, "I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders, and my trust in Parag as Twitter's new CEO is deep, and his work over 10 years has been transformational." So he said it's time for everybody to move on, and we'll see what happens with Twitter in the future.
Okay, so let's go to number three then, Victoria, which is about online spending from this past week or two, right?
Yep. So online sales during Black Friday took a bit of a tumble this year. It actually marked the first time that spending has dipped lower than the previous year. Online shoppers spent a total of $8.9 billion this year. It fell short of the $9 billion that was spent in 2020. Now, analysts are really looking at these numbers, and they suggest that the downward trend might actually be caused by an uptick in early spending. Some stores started their sales and promotions in October this year. As we all know, I mean, even Christmas music started before Halloween in some places. So shoppers did make online purchases during Black Friday, though. It just found that 44% of those sales were made from a smartphone. That's a 10.6% increase from last year, which is kind of interesting. More and more people are shopping from their smartphones. Cyber Monday sales were down 1.4% year over year, according to Adobe Analytics. Shoppers spent $100 million less this year than they did in 2020 on Cyber Monday. But here's the good news, though. This is good news for retail. Overall, from November 1st to the 29th, Adobe Analytics reports shoppers spent $109 billion. That's actually it's almost a 12% increase from last year. So overall, this is really good news for retail. And it also, you know, shows that a lot of the analysts who say the economy is actually pretty hot right now, this proves it. Retail is always a really good indication of, you know, how good
retail
the economy
and
is.
Housing starts.
Right.
Those are the two things.
Look around. If you see a lot of new construction in your area,
Yep. Number two this week on our countdown of the top five tech stories is a focus on what Samsung is doing.
Yeah, Samsung's planning to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory in Taylor, Texas, which is not far from Austin. They're going to do this over the next 3 years. They've announced a 5 million square meter facility that's going to aim to boost production of advanced logic semiconductors, which are used in phones and computers. Obviously, we need a whole bunch of them. So that is great news, and I'm glad that Samsung is furthering their investment in the U.S.
Number one story this week from the world of technology focuses on something good General Motors is doing.
Yeah, this is another great story. So GM is going to spend $4 billion on the construction of two battery factories in North America. One will be in Lordstown, Ohio, the other Spring Hill, Tennessee. And they are now going to reduce the amount of cobalt in electric vehicle batteries by 70%. That's a huge, huge reduction. They're going to add in aluminum instead. This takes the reliance on China mining cobalt. This in the next few years is going to be a really big deal for us.
Well, it's time to pull the rug out from under the Chinese when it comes to that stuff and a lot of other things as well. All right, Victoria, thank you. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This report is sponsored by IBM, a new global plan to provide 30 million people of all ages with new skills needed for modern jobs by 2030 was recently unveiled by IBM. The company announced more than 170 new academic and industry partnerships to expand access to career education and sought-after technical roles. In the United States, IBM is partnering with new partners to offer training that can prepare the workforce for the future of work. IBM's plan to educate 30 million people includes collaborations with universities, government, employment agencies, and NGOs. IBM provides access to free resources like IBMSkillsBuild.org, while agencies provide job search assistance. Justina Nixon is with IBM.
Preparing for careers is more than just studying coursework. It's also working with mentors, getting experience, earning credentials, and pinpointing local hiring trends. These kinds of resources will help IBM prepare 30 million people for exciting careers by 2030. This will be especially useful for underrepresented communities.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/skills.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Bob Dole, a giant in American politics, has died at age 98.
Dole was severely injured in World War II, never regaining use of his right hand, but that didn't end his public service. Dole represented his home state of Kansas in Congress for more than three decades. He left the Senate in 1996 to run for president, winning the Republican Party nomination. In February, Dole announced that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. His wife, former Senator Elizabeth Dole, announced that he died in his sleep Sunday morning. He was 98. Greg Clugston, the White House.
U.S. health officials say while the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading in the country, early indications suggest it may be less dangerous than Delta, which continues to drive a surge of hospitalizations. The United States is not wishing to stir trouble with China despite their challenges.
I've repeatedly described China as a pacing challenge for the Department of Defense. But I chose the word challenge carefully. We seek neither confrontation nor conflict.
However, speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California Saturday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon intends to work better with private industry to develop high-tech systems and to strengthen relations with allies in the Indo-Pacific region in order to maintain a competitive edge over China. Dozens of Japanese tanks are participating in a major exercise on the northern island of Hokkaido in a display of military power that coincides with a recent escalation of Chinese and Russian military moves around the Japanese territory, Japan so far focusing on its defensive capabilities and carefully avoiding the use of the word military, describing its troops. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Water problems for the Navy.
Honolulu's water utility shutting down one of its wells so it doesn't pull petroleum from an underground aquifer it shares with the Navy. The move comes as the Navy grapples with a continuing crisis over fuel contaminating its tap water at Pearl Harbor. Military households have complained about their water smelling like fuel and physical ailments like stomach cramps and vomiting. That aquifer is near a huge World War II-era underground fuel tank complex that has been the source of multiple fuel leaks over the years. Jason Walker reporting.
Kyle Rittenhouse has accused his one-time attorneys Lynn Wood and John Pierce of using money in his legal defense fund for their own benefit. The claim comes in an interview with the Salem Radio Network recently, highlighting a feud between Rittenhouse and his former legal team. More at townhall.com. Even if they could afford it, fewer than a third of Americans would take a space trip on a commercial flight, and most don't think they'll ever go to space.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 32% of American adults would travel into space on a commercial flight if they could afford it. That's just slightly higher than the 28% who were interested in space tourism in 2018. 57% wouldn't take a commercial space flight, while another 11% are not sure. The survey of American adults was conducted between November 14th and 15th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of error is plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
One of country music's most beloved artists has died. Stonewall Jackson, the longest-running member of the Grand Ole Opry since 1956, had a career where he had more than 24 hit records that included like songs like Waterloo, Oh Lonesome Me, and Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Jackson passed away Saturday at the age of 89. More news at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and how about a little Christmas musical variety? As Bing Crosby hosts the Kraft Music Hall. And then it's Red Skelton's turn, and a Christmas Eve 1946 episode from his long-running comedy program. As the story goes, in 1909, a six-year-old Spokane, Washington boy, Harry Lillis Crosby, was forever renamed. In a daily edition of his local newspaper, the Spokesman Review, there was a parody feature published known as the Bingville Bugle. A teenage neighbor of little Harry started calling him Bingo from Bingville, and a shortened version of that became his lifelong nickname. Bing Crosby first came to radio in the late 1920s, and by the early 30s, he was the most famous singer in the U.S. In 1936, he was pegged to replace his former boss, Paul Whiteman, to head up the Kraft Music Hall. A decade earlier, Crosby had been hired to sing in Whiteman's popular orchestra. Bing would head up the Kraft Music Hall for a decade, and quite logically, when December rolled around each year, they trotted out the holiday tunes. In this example, I believe we'll get versions of O Come All Ye Faithful, Jingle Bells, and Silent Night. It's from December 21st, 1944.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson Chorus, and in Chicago, the Kraft Choral Group. Bing has sung a Dusty Fidelis here in the Old Kraft Music Hall. As usual, he'll sing it first in Latin, then with everybody joining him in English.
Surely this year, more people than ever before will want to raise their voices in a chorus of Come All Ye Faithful.
Bing, I think it'd be nice if folks at home would join in too, and folks all over the world.
We're certainly counting on them, Ken. The home folks, wherever they may be, to help us sing this eternal hymn.
Adeste fidelis, laeti triumphantes, venite, venite in Bethlehem. Natum videte, regem
here in the hall, John Scott, Eugenia Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson in the chorus, as well as all you men wherever you are and everybody at home all together in your family's favorite key, once through in English.
Oh,
Thank you very much. I think you folks listening at home, you ought to know where we got our wonderful support in the soprano and the contralto departments this evening. We're proud to welcome to the hall more than 100 young ladies from Uncle Sam's Navy. They're on their way to a preview at Paramount Studio where they will witness a flicker dedicated to their own branch of the service, a little item called Here Come the Waves. I know they'll be captivated by the caperings in this picture of my very good friends Betty Hutton and Sonny Tufts, even if they must suffer through the faintly antique antics of one of the older crooners. Just to kind of limber them up gently for this harrowing experience, we've asked them to visit us first. And here they are. They're looking mighty sharp in their navy blue and white. I'm glad it is we are to see them. With those happy harmonists, the charioteers assisting, we'd like to salute our waves here tonight with that merriest of traditional melodies, Jingle Bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Scratching all the way, bells on bobtail ring, making spirit bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, yeah. That band is really gone, isn't they?
Oh, put them back in the wagon.
Yes, got to associate that melody with everything Christmassy. Got to, just as this next character is associated with everything around the pantry. Lay it in there, Jack.
I don't need to tell you ladies that there are just two more days of grocery shopping before the Christmas feasting really begins. But I do want to remind you of something for that grocery list tomorrow morning. It's Kraft Cheese Spreads for snacks on Saturday night or Christmas Eve, or for appetizers just before the Christmas dinner. Particularly, I want to remind you that the four creamy varieties of Kraft Cheese Spreads take just two ration points apiece. Sometime this weekend, you'll be glad, mighty glad, you remember to get some Kraft Cheese Spreads.
You're listening to the Kraft Music Hall. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Since 1890, Stiefel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve receive ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. And remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Indeed, very clever. One of the most welcome canciones to come up from south of the border is Cuando Vuelva a Tu Lado. Yes, sir, which has been Englished into What a Difference a Day Made. What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours brought the sun and a flower where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you. Since you said you were mine, What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you. On your menu, what a difference a day makes, and the difference is you. Today we have the pleasure of again welcoming to the Kraft Music Hall a group of visitors who join us each Christmas season. The Kraft Choral Club. A warm feeling of fellowship is the year-round Christmas spirit characteristic of this group of 70 of our co-workers in the Kraft, Chicago offices and factory. Theirs is the finest sort of appreciation of music, for they come together in their rehearsals because of a spontaneous desire to sing. They enjoy knowing, too, that they are part of an organization dedicated to comradeship of this kind. This Christmastide, the Kraft Choral Club, under the direction of Lou Jacobson, brings us Henry Fry's distinguished arrangement of Beautiful Savior, a Christmas anthem based on a traditional folk melody, the Kraft Choral Club. Choral Club gives us now the beautiful and thoughtful poem by Florence Tarr, set to music by Peter DeRose, God is Ever Beside Me. best wishes to the Kraft Choral Group. And my eager associate is standing here practically a quiver at my elbow. He wants to inject a few happy holiday suggestions into your menus. Right in there,
Thank you. Tomorrow night or Saturday or Christmas Eve, when you're trimming the tree, somebody's almost sure to drop in at your house. Somebody you'd like to serve a cup of coffee or some refreshment along with a snack. Well, then be sure to order some of the 7 delicious Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow morning. A few glasses of Kraft cheese spreads, set out with some crackers or potato chips, and your snacks are ready in a twinkling. What with all the holiday buying, I suppose that point budget of yours is strained. So I want to mention in passing that 4 grand varieties of Kraft cheese spreads take just 2 points apiece. They're the perfect appetizer spreads. Pimento, olive pimento, roca, and relish. All creamy in texture, all delicious. Now, that grocery list for tomorrow's shopping is long, I know. So it'd be a smart idea to make a note on it right now. Just jot down Kraft cheese spreads. The folks will be mighty glad you remembered.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Fighting front, there are no silent nights, but there are plenty of holy nights. I'm sure that all of us are offering up prayers for the gallant gang of American kids to whom anything that has to do with peace still seems very far away. My own thoughts are a lot humbler than they were last year. I've talked and lived and chowed with these boys, boys whose courage and faith is something that beggars description. Seeing those GIs kneel in a muddy pasture in France brought back to my mind the lines of an old familiar prayer that I'd heard somewhere along the line back home. God grant unto us an early peace and victory founded on justice, and instill into the hearts and the minds of men everywhere a firm purpose to live forever in peace and goodwill toward all.
Music Hall next Thursday at this same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and our guests, the Les Paul Trio.
From December 21st, 1944, A couple of years later, after a decade as the host, Bing would leave the Kraft Music Hall and eventually end up over on ABC with a new sponsor, heading up the Philco Radio Time. As I have shared with you in the past, a big reason for that move was Bing's desire to record his shows. Crosby wanted to do it for a couple of reasons. First, it would allow him to tighten up the shows by editing out the slow parts, the mistakes, etc. And second, it would free him up for more touring and film work. NBC and Kraft Foods were against the idea, and that led to the end of their relationship. Whereas ABC and Philco Radio were more than happy to welcome him, and he got his wish. They recorded, or as they called it back then, transcribed episodes of the Philco Radio Time, were as popular and successful as the Kraft Music Hall. I'm Greg Mellon, coming up next here on When Radio Was, Red Skelton spreads a little holiday cheer. We'll be right back.
My name is Dr. John H. Watson, and the Sherlock Holmes adventure I have for you tonight took place in the autumn of the year 1889.
The world's most famous consulting detective began his career in the 19th century, thrived in the 20th, and lives on in the 21st.
1,000 apologies, Watson.
Come in.
How quickly can you be dressed?
Three or four minutes? What's the matter?
Murder most foul, Watson.
The game's afoot in 23 new adventures, produced by Jim French and starring John Patrick Lowry. They're available now in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
I stepped back from the edge of the pond, the gun in my hand. And then I saw it. The knobbed, leathery hide of the largest crocodile anyone had ever seen. It slithered up the side of the pond, its jaws spread 3 feet apart, its short legs driving its thrashing body directly for me. Aiming my gun with both hands, I fired into the monster's gaping maw.
The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes is regularly $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. It's elementary. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code MYSTERY7.
Holmes had that absorbed, distant expression on his face that meant his mind was churning over the intelligence we had now accumulated. I waited patiently beside him. And then finally, as an empty cab approached, he said, without turning toward me,
"This thing is more devilish than I thought. We have work to do tonight, Watson."
Find out who done it and save $12 on the Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code MYSTERY7.
And Watson, have your gun in hand and be prepared for anything.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From established charities to individuals to your kid's soccer team, fundraising is a big part of what it takes to make these organizations run. And technology has made it easier to reach more people and raise more money. Introducing CrowdChange, an easy way to fundraise. Cliff Feldstein from CrowdChange explains.
So we have events running on CrowdChange that are literally as small as a backyard barbecue, and someone wants to raise money for a cause that's close to their heart, and they might be raising $500. And at the same time, we have organizations like Cystic Fibrosis that, you know, is going to raise, you know, over $2 million. So really from the largest to the smallest, we really want to give people all of those intricate fundraising tools, but we want them to be really easy to use. And that's really where CrowdChange comes into play.
Head over to crowdchange.co for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Red Skelton became a radio star in the late 1930s, early 40s, but he had to take a hiatus after getting drafted during World War II. When it was over, though, he was back on the air, and he continued on radio for another 6 years or so before making a very successful move to television. Right now we have Red in a Christmas Eve episode. I believe he'll share with us his character, Deadeye, in a skit joined by African-American cast member Wonderful Smith. This is from December 24th, 1946.
It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. They're all over the cast is applauding. Wait till they open up their presents. They won't be...
Well, here it is, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and you know what I'm going to give you?
Well, no, Red, I haven't the slightest idea.
Then we're even. Neither have I.
Oh, say, I heard you on the Eddie Cantor program last week.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know who's a great guy, too?
Who?
Is this Harry Von Zell. He laughs at everything that Cantor says, you know?
Well, I can laugh as hard as Harry Von Zell.
Yeah, well, let's see you. Go ahead.
Well, say something funny like Cantor.
I'm dead.
No, I'm kidding, Red. It was really some show.
Yeah, there's a real comedian.
Eddie Cantor?
Me.
Well, he's been on the air a long time, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, when Eddie first went on the radio, Marconi was just thinking of the idea.
And when you first went on the radio?
He's sorry he ever thought of it.
You know, it must have been exciting being on the air with Eddie Cantor.
Yeah.
He's discovered a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Deanna Durbin, Dinah Shore.
Yeah, Sophie Tucker. John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, wait a second, Ed. How long has he been in show business?
Eddie Cantor, let's see. Well, let's see. Lincoln was shot in 65. I took a bath in 22. I don't know. It's been a long time.
You know, I thought that was cute the way you played Junior and Eddie played your father.
Yeah, here, I got a nice card from Eddie Cantor. I'll read it for you. It says, right. Dear Red, thanks for being Junior on our show. We really love Junior, and we all want him to return the microphone. I had to turn the page there. But all joking aside, ladies and gentlemen, everyone kids Eddie Cantor about his big eyes, but very seldom anything is said about the big hand that he has that's always ready to reach out and give help to some unfortunate person. The stories in the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire are about Christmas. If you'd rather have the deeper type of Christmas stories, you can go to the Dickens.
Chapter 1, The Black Market Christmas.
Good evening there, friend. Merry Christmas and welcome to the Sweet Tooth Candy Kitchen.
Are you Bolivar Shagmaster?
Well, if I ain't, some guy's sure running around with a horrible name, I know that.
Well, Ben Rubin, the newsboy, sent me.
Oh?
Yes, he told me you might have some bubble gum.
Shh. Not so loud. Step into the back of the store, will you? The boys just smuggled it in this morning.
The boys?
Yeah, you know, the gum runners.
Is this a black market?
No, this is more of a tattletale gray. But I can't take any chances just talking out in the open. I was run in last week for cutting up extension cords and selling them to nearsighted kids for licorice. Now, what's on your mind, huh?
Well, I'd like to get a box of bubble gum for my grandson for Christmas.
A box?
Yes.
Oh, what gold mine do you own?
Well, how much does it run?
$2 a ball.
$2 a ball?
Yeah, that's providing you take a few sticks of the other brands of gum, see? We're operating the way the liquor stores do. You buy one bottle of good stuff, you gotta get some of that rot gut with it, you know?
Well, you know, at that price, I can buy a new car.
You'd be surprised how many people are buying gum this year instead of cars.
Well, it seems ridiculous to pay that much for.
Well, I'll tell you what I do have. You might be interested in some used bubble gum. Might be able to scrape you up a box of that, sporty.
Well, where do you get it? From the seats after a kiddie's matinee?
Yeah, but from the Beverly Hills hitching post to eat it.
Oh.
This ain't that riff-raff stuff, you know. You know, them movie star kids is different, you know. As soon as the sugar's out of the gum, they're ready for a new chew. They don't go in for the sport of blowing it and popping it, you know.
Well, I guess I'd better get some of the fresh bubble gum.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
Christmas only comes once a year.
That's right. Here we are.
Well, now tell me, are there any instructions with the gum? My grandson's only 4 years old and he's never seen any.
Well, all he has to do to blow a bubble is to breathe through the nose and out through the mouth. Now, be sure you get that straight, because if he does it the other way around, he's going to be in trouble. Here, I'll give you a demonstration. What size head does your grandson have?
Why?
Well, I want to give you an idea of how the bubble gum is going to look hanging out of his kisser. You see, if it's not just right, the size is not right, the loss is too great.
Oh.
When it pops, it gets in their hair, all over their faces, shuts off their breathing.
Well, he wears a size 3 hat.
What's the kid got for a head? Grapefruit?
I'll have to chew this stuff up a little. Get some of the kinks out of it. Uh-oh, there went my filling. Well, now, what's this, brother?
Say, it has nice texture, doesn't it?
51 gauge. Makes a nice sheer bubble, don't you think? You better step back. This may be a little moisturized.
Well, would you mind if I stepped into the next room? It's getting on my coat.
That's funny. This thing ain't popping. How did my head get inside of here? Well, I knew if I stayed in this business long enough, I'd blow my top.
We'll have more Red Skelton right after we take a short break. Stay tuned.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Not all navigation apps are created equal. Nexit doesn't just focus on the destination, but also on the journey. That's because Nexit predicts where you're going and shows you only relevant next exits, with businesses and amenities that meet your needs while on the road. You may want a pet-friendly hotel, ice cream for the kids, and the cheapest gas. And so Nexit will find you a highway exit along your route with all of these. I caught up with Nexit's CEO, Randy Carpenter.
We want to fill in the gap on the stopping, the enjoyment, the preferences along the route. It's about direction. It's about relevance. It's about multi-search, multi-brand, multi-price. It's tailoring the trip the way you want it. And the more you use it, the more it knows you.
Download the free Nexit app today from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. That's N-E-X-I-T.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine and 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
And now back to the Red Skelton Show on When Radio Was.
Chapter 2, Christmas Eve in the Sagebrush Country.
Why? Say, don't the town look pretty, huh? I like the way they got them trees decorated. Men hanging from them. See, here it is Christmas Eve, and I'm kind of lonesome.
Ain't you going to spend Christmas with your dad?
No, they won't let me in Alcatraz.
Oh, is he still on the rock?
He's been there ever since it was a pebble.
Well, I remembered you this time, Dada.
Oh?
Here's a little present for you. But don't open it till tomorrow.
Why?
Because it ain't set to go off until then.
That's mighty sweet of you, O'Brien. How feel pretty bad, though. I didn't get you nothing. How would you like a new car?
Why, sure.
Well, here's some vitamin pills that'll keep you alive that long. Hey, look, over there's a bank. I'll go in and get some money and give it to you.
Oh, the bank is closed.
Well, I wasn't going to make out a withdrawal slip.
No, forget it, Mr. Deadeye. It's Christmas. You don't have to prove to me that under that dirty shirt beats a good heart.
But that's why I want to get you something.
Bob, but I don't want it.
You don't know what it is.
20 years in this state, ain't it?
No, now, it won't be no trouble at all. Look, there's only one cash in there with all that lettuce.
Yeah, but that's old Tim Hartnett, one of the best shots in these parts.
Careful there, partner. I'm the best shot in these parts. Watch me light my cigarette by shooting it. Oh, well, things didn't smell too good around here anyway. Well, come on now. Let's go over there, that bank clerk all by himself now.
Yeah, well, I tell you what.
What?
You take your deck of cards and deal a poker hand. Now, if I get the best hand, we'll forget about robbing this bank.
Okay, that's mighty neighborly of you. Now, there you are. 5 for me and 5 for you. What you got?
3 aces and 2 kings.
Well, Santa Claus came early. I got a pair of 6s.
Man, a pair of 6s don't beat 2 kings and 3 ones.
These do. They got pearl handles.
Man, you sure is lucky.
Now climb up there and keep them covered.
Why, is it cold?
Just climbing, will you?
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Trick or treat.
You only say that on Halloween.
Oh, gee, I plumb forgot to tell you, but this is a stick-up.
Oh, yeah? Well, take this.
Oh, Deadeye, they got me.
Well, don't lay there. Get on your horse like me, and let's get out of here.
David Forrester and his orchestra play a medley of well-known Christmas carols.
ending with a medley of Christmas songs courtesy of David Forrester and his orchestra. That was the first half of the Red Skelton Show from Christmas Eve, 1946. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Joining Red in the Deadeye skit was cast member Wonderful Smith. Nearly making it to the century mark, Smith's showbiz career spanned more than 50 years, including some film work, lots of radio and stage performances. In 1941, Wonderful Smith's boundary-pushing comedy routine in Duke Ellington's Jump for Joy satirical review was truly groundbreaking. I will detail that and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com and Mantovani, the legendary composer and conductor, along with his orchestra, bring you an amazing compilation of timeless instrumental hits on two CDs. Enjoy this Mantovani Moon River collection of instrumental classics, such as Stranger in Paradise, Some Enchanted Evening, A Summer Place, Swedish Rhapsody, along with easy listening favorites including Love Letters, Return to Me, My Foolish Heart, and many more. Get Mantovani Moon River, a collection of 50 of his most popular recordings for the amazingly low price of $17.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention coupon code SONG77. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order today and pay only $17.98. Remember, coupon code SONG77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget coupon code SONG77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Not all navigation apps are created equal. Nexit doesn't just focus on the destination, but also on the journey. That's because Nexit predicts where you're going and shows you only relevant next exits, with businesses and amenities that meet your needs while on the road. You may want a pet-friendly hotel, ice cream for the kids, and the cheapest gas. And so Nexit will find you a highway exit along your route with all of these. I caught up with Nexit's CEO, Randy Carpenter.
We want to fill in the gap on the stopping, the enjoyment, the preferences along the route. It's about direction. It's about relevance. It's about multi-search, multi-brand, multi-price. It's tailoring the trip the way you want it. And the more you use it, the more it knows you.
Download the free Nexit app today from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. That's Nexit.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Red Skelton cast member Wonderful Smith. The African-American comedian was born in Arkansas in 1911, and he made it to age 97. Paraphrasing from his Los Angeles Times obituary, in 1941, Smith appeared in Duke Ellington's satirical stage show, Jump for Joy, helping the black cast counter against racial stereotypes in entertainment. Prior to the performance, Charlie Chaplin saw Wonderful Smith rehearsing, and he suggested the comedian refine his material in private. That's according to Patricia Willett, a writer who interviewed Smith for a 1988 Smithsonian audio recording, which documented parts of Jump for Joy. Chaplin said if he rehearses out in the open, Bob Hope and Jack Benny's Legman will steal his material, and his routine will be stale. Again, those comments from Wonderful Smith's obituary in the September 15th, 2008 edition of the Los Angeles Times. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but hey, visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.